Hey, what's going on, everybody? Welcome to the Dadon Tolbert Show. I'm your host, Dadon Tolbert. This is Keeping It Real Fridays tonight, a special edition of Keeping It Real Fridays where we're going to do our anticipated, highly anticipated special on the very popular Being Mary Jane. I mentioned last time I was, you know, we were live the other day that, you know, I got an opportunity to watch it. And, you know, surprisingly, I was very surprised by what I saw. You know, I didn't know what to expect. Or I shouldn't say that. I knew what to expect, but I didn't know, you know, the format in which it would be presented. You know, I knew the premise, a married man, you know, having adultery with, you know, a jump off, you know, Mary Jane. So, you know what I'm saying? But I didn't know the other aspects of it. I didn't know the full premise. And I can actually say I was pleasantly surprised, which we'll talk about. And I want to just, you know, put this out there first before we even go any further. You know, this is not going to be one of those shows where we bash the actual show, where we bash the actress, where we, you know, it's not about that. You know, the tonight's show is for no other purpose than to really help the vast majority of women out there, you know, see what types of behaviors, what types of, you know, actions and overall mentality that pretty much contributes to, the inability to be blessed with love, you know, with the man that God has for you, you know, and that, you know, inability, that those actions, those behaviors is what collectively is called emotional unavailability. And, you know, when I saw this show for the first time, you know, it like I said before, it epitomized everything that we talk about, which is why I was so excited, which is funny because I think I told you I was planning on doing this show, but, you know, like sometime next week, over the next couple weeks, but, like, you know, it couldn't wait. And so tonight, you know, is that night that we're going to do this this show that's really hopefully going to go down in history as just being the benchmark, the staple for, you know, what is emotional unavailability? What does it look like? What are, you know, some actual real-life examples? So, you know, it's funny because, you know, Gabrielle Union's character really does, like, if you've ever heard any show that we've done specifically on the definition of emotional unavailability, you know, you've heard other topics where we discuss it. Everything we're going to talk about tonight, you know what I'm saying, falls into that, you know, those categories. There's probably no form of emotional unavailability that is not 100% illustrated, you know, in this show, which is why it's going to be such a good teaching tool. So I'm excited, as you may be able to tell. But you guys are welcome to, you know, give us a call with any, you know, feedback, comments, you know, anything like that. 646-200-0366. Hit the number one on your keypad if you have a question for me, a comment for me, or you know, a topic, or, you know, something you want to bring up. Maybe something in your life, you know, that may pertain to something that's being depicted on the show. We had some really good calls over the last couple of weeks, so, you know, we always enjoy that. Courtney is here with me tonight. Courtney, what's going on with you?
Hey, I am super excited about the show, because it's just like, it's a lot of stuff to talk about. I see what you're saying. Like, you know, some people just look at it, the show Mary Jane, being Mary Jane, as if, oh, well, you know, I didn't mess with a married man, so I can't relate to it. But actually, there's other stuff in there that I know a lot of women can relate to, so excited about getting into it.
Yeah, and I would just say this about that. I hear that sometimes also, like, I'll hear women saying, well, you know, I say, well, yo, did you hear this show? And they're like, well, no, I didn't, you know, I didn't listen to that because of, you know, like you said, I can't relate to that. That's not so. Listen, this show, if you, you know, I tell you guys all the time, if you want love, it's a two, you know, step process. I mean, you gotta listen to every show that we do, because it's not ever about one particular topic. I don't care what you see on Facebook, what you think it's going to be about. There's always going to be information that you can relate to that's going to help you get to that ultimate goal, one. But then, two, there's always going to be something, you know what I'm saying? There's definitely going to be, the bottom line is, there's always going to be something you can learn from it. You see what I'm saying? And so there's that, but then you also got to do the private counseling as well. That's the second step, or that's actually the most important. So that's where you apply the information. So definitely, you know, don't ever, you know, pick and choose what shows you listen to. If you can, you know, definitely, that's why we're on 7 nights a week, you know, because there's so much to talk about, so much information. And I know it's a lot, but, the women who I've found who are dedicated to it, who are, you know, really listen to it on a regular basis, you know, those are the ones who end up, you know, being found, you know what I'm saying? Those are the ones who end up, you know, happy, you know what I'm saying, with love, you know, married, kids, you know, engaged, all that good stuff. So that's what's going on. What else? Tonight's show, definitely brought to you by Talbert Relationship Counseling, as well as TRC Auto Sales, as well as the brand new, all right, the brand new, I'm about to send Courtney some behind the scenes, never before seen pictures of the interior of the TRC Hair Studio. All right? It's exclusive stuff right here. You guys have seen a couple pictures of the outside, but the inside is all brand new. It's totally renovated. I'm super excited about it. The women's salon is going to be opening up at the end of the month, but the men, okay, you guys, we still got some stuff we're working on, but on Monday, all right, you guys can come get, and this is a back-to-school special, a 50% off haircut. You see what I'm saying? What could be better than that? So, ladies, bring your sons, fellas, come get your cut. Your cuts are only going to be like $8, $9, something like that. You know what I mean? All first-time customers are 50% off. My personal barber is there. 6900 Ogontz Avenue. And right next door, we got TRC Auto Sales. And not just TRC Auto Sales, but a discount car wash as well. Courtney, have you ever heard of anything of the such? You know what I'm saying? A salon, a barbershop, a car dealership, and a car wash all in the same block.
That is awesome. You know, like, I'm so supportive of TRC. Like, it's just so great. And I was thinking about the auto sales today because I had to clean my car out today, you know, because I'm getting a new one. I'm like, man, I should go and, you know, see what's going on over there. I really, really wish I could, you know, travel and see what's going on. I know it's going to be real big.
Well, you guys here in Philly, you can come see what's going on. Come check us out. But, yeah, so there's that. That's what tonight's show is always sponsored by, the TRC conglomerate. You know what I'm saying? But what I want to do, though, is, you know, I was watching the news before we get into being Mary Jane. Well, not even the news, but the, you know, we mentioned the other night the this whole celebrity, you know, hacking thing with the pictures, you know, but the latest, you know what I'm saying? Did you hear about Jill Scott, Courtney?
No, what happened? So she got hacked.
You didn't hear about her? Where you
no,
been?
I didn't. I know.
Oh, man.
I know. Yeah.
Yo, Jill Scott. See, because before, you know, we heard about Jennifer Lawrence, a couple, you know, I hadn't heard any you know, African-American celebrities. But it kind of makes it a little bit more real when you see Jill Scott, you know what I'm saying, taking the naked selfie, you know what I mean? The naked, you know, and I just want to say this, like, and you guys can Google it if you want to. It's just disgusting, you know what I'm saying? Like, ladies, there's nothing worse than you taking pictures. And we're going to, you'll see how this relates to being Mary Jane. Because this is the everyday stuff that society says is cool. You know, it's like, okay, everybody's taking selfies now, but nobody's really talking about the naked selfies that are floating around your phone, floating around in virtual outer space. You know what I mean? Like, they're out there. But what you got to realize is those pictures, like, who would have thought Jill Scott, like, see, everybody is out there, is, you know, comes off like, oh, yeah, you know, I'm this good girl, I'm a professional, I'm a Christian, I'm this and I'm that, but you're taking naked selfies. You know what I'm saying? Like, you're posing in your bra, you're posing, you know, butt naked in front of the mirror taking pictures, and then you're sending them to somebody. And I'm not, you know, I'm not anybody's father. Well, I am somebody's father, but I'm not your father. And I'm not chastising you, but I'm just saying you got to understand that's not what we want. That's going to take away from the respectability. That's going to take away from the special nature, you know, that needs to exist if we if you hope to be viewed in a special manner. That's all I'm saying. You know, like I was watching an interview with her from a couple years ago, and I remember her saying, like, she was just talking about her love life or, you know, or lack thereof, and just, you know, it's almost like you couldn't really, she couldn't understand, and a lot of people can't understand, well, she's so beautiful, she carries herself so well, she's so respectable, she's so this, she can sing, she's that, she's cool, she's laid back, she's down to earth, she's humble, but you see what goes on behind closed doors? You see how that works? You got it. It's not about what's on the exterior. It's what's on the interior that's going to be projected forth, and that's going to take away from the man's ability to really take you seriously, because we can always see what goes on. If you're a freak, we're going to know you're a freak is what I'm trying to say. You know what I mean? You can't. Men do not marry freaks, not men of God. You know what I'm saying? Really nobody of substance. You have sex with freaks. And what we're going to talk about on tonight's show, and to illustrate that point, is someone like, you know, the Mary Jane Parker, Mary Jane Paul, who basically comes off in the same manner. You know, single, successful, you know, great career, you know, claims to love God. You know, she's a couple different instances on the show where she's praying, you know, but she's giving head with the blinds open. Like, whoa. We'll come back to that. She's giving Amari Hardwick the business. You know what I mean? With the blinds open. Like, who does that? You can't do those things if you want love. What's your thoughts on that, Courtney?
Yeah, I mean, that was off the chain, that scene that you're talking about. I don't even have much to say, but to say that it's as extreme as it sounds, like, that stuff really does happen. Like, those things really do happen. And so,
it happens. Trust me, I can tell you it happens from personal experience. It definitely happens. And that's all I'm trying to say to y'all, ladies. Like, and I say this all the time, mainly to people that, you know, I'm working with privately, but I've told you guys on this show, I bring to this whole equation a very unique perspective. You know, I used to be that guy. You know, there's nothing I haven't done. You know, and I'm not proud of the things that I've done. Be clear about that. But understand, there's nothing I haven't done. Like, everything that those guys that you're dealing with have done, you know what I'm saying, I've done, if not more. So that's what I'm saying. Whatever you've been through, whatever that guy has put you through, I can almost guarantee I've been there. You know, but then on the flip side, I've also and am also that guy who is married, who did get down on one knee, who did settle down, who is a father, who is, you know, you see what I'm saying? I can tell you what it takes to get those things. You do what I say, you will get those things. Everything we talk about on this show 7 nights a week is designed from personal experience and the experience of others to say, hey, look, you don't want to do X, Y, and Z. Otherwise, you will be treated in this manner. It's very simple. And so that's all I'm saying. That's tonight's show. You guys got to understand, I've dated the Mary Janes of the world. I've been David. And in fact, I can probably relate to him the most. You know what I'm saying? If you guys follow the show, if not, we'll jump right into it. You know, David is, you know, that guy who is what we would call in the player stage. And I'm so excited about tonight's show because this show really is gonna be so informative for you guys. Hope you guys, seriously, take notes too. But listen, David is in that player stage. He's a guy who clearly is, you know, looking for love. Right, he is open to the idea of possibly settling down or dating, you know, with the special, you know, with that special person. Now, whether or not that's Mary Jane, you know, that remains to be seen. But overall, he clearly is looking to start that next chapter of his life. However, he hasn't fully, moved over to the ready to settle down stage. So he's still kind of playing both sides. You know, he's got Mary Jane. He's got, you know, a couple other women that he has on rotation that he, clearly has sex with, right? But then he also has sex with Mary Jane. That's how it works. And if, let me just say this about the show. This show, there's a lot of garbage on TV. And I'll tell you something. It's funny. People, it's all backwards. It's all backwards. You know, this show is not a bad show. Okay? People talk about, oh, why is this show on? Why? I mean, what? It's not, the show is not the problem. It's that there are women who watch the show mainly because they can relate to the show. That's the problem. If you can relate to Mary Jane, if you watch it because you somehow empathize with her struggles or can relate because you have your own, that's the problem. And it's not saying you're a bad person, but as we're going to talk about tonight, we got to get you out of those behaviors because that's the issue. But the show itself is actually, to be 100% with you, is actually the realest show in the black community today. You see what I'm saying? Like, it's actually real. It's so real from, like I said, from a male perspective, it's real because I can relate to half the male characters on there. You know what I'm saying? But then obviously from a female perspective, it's dead on. Like, I can't stress enough how accurate Gabrielle Union's portrayal of the vast majority of single black women out here is. Would you agree?
Yes, that's a lot of myself. Yep.
It's actually scary how real it is. You know, so this, like I said, and Gabrielle Union is not a bad actress. You know, so I would say, you know, I'm not telling you to watch it or don't watch it, but I'm just saying if you're not going to watch it, don't not watch it just because, and turn your nose up at it like, oh, no, she does this. Like, but that's what maybe your friends do, if not you specifically. And I'm sure there are certain aspects of her life that everybody, every woman out there who's single can relate to on some level, which we'll talk about. You know, if maybe you don't sleep with a married man, but you got something in the bottom sock drawer, right? You got a little something down there. Okay, you have a judgmental attitude. You got the head full of weave. You know what I'm saying? And there's a lot of stuff, you know, that we'll talk about in regards to Mary Jane that's problematic if she's seeking love, which clearly she is. Let's start at the top, though. Let's just start with, you know, when you look at her, Courtney, what do you see from Mary Jane Paul? Like, what strikes you, like, first about her?
I think about Mary Jane, I just see someone who has been hurt and has a guard up. And so she's trying to constantly protect her feelings. So that's why, you know, she comes across as, you know, trying to have it all together and, you know, trying to keep herself presentable and, you know, like she just has it all. But deep down, she's really in pain. And she does not love herself. And she is ashamed of the things that she's done.
Guys, it's funny. I mentioned to you, we've been talking for the last couple months. Our upcoming special is on the way on addiction, sexual addiction, emotional addiction. And what we were going to do is we're just going to do the show. But I think what I'm going to do is I'm going to wait, and we're going to make it a special, right? On the new Zane movie that I know everybody's going to rush out and go see. We're gonna tie it all together. You guys know how we do. So, yeah, make sure you guys just, you know, I know you saw the previews. Make sure you go watch it, not because the movie itself is going to be anything spectacular, although it was an interesting book, an entertaining book I read maybe 10 years ago or so, but because, like I said, the discussion that we're going to have and use the movie as a backdrop to really talk about a very real issue, which is addiction. Because it's, you know, people are addicted to sex. You know, people are addicted to, you know, love, to men, to women, you know, to situations, to, you know, and they just use drugs as the, you know, a coping mechanism to temporarily distract them from the pain caused by whatever emotional void exists in their life. So definitely, you know, look forward to that show after the movie comes out. And go see it opening weekend. Go, you know what I mean, go check it out. In fact, you know, if you guys missed it, check out my interview with Zane from several years ago where we discussed her movie, or excuse me, her book, Addicted. You know, this was maybe at least, this is early in the show's history, at least maybe 5 or 6 years ago. I had Zane on for about 2 hours talking about, you know, her, you know, that book and some other projects that she had going on. So, yeah, check that out. But so there's that. But so that was Courtney's, you know, assessment, and she was spot on. You know, that's what I see. Like, she's, you know, very emotionally distressed, you know, huge wall up, definitely has been hurt, whether it's through family, whether it's through friends, whether it's through exes, you know, and even currently still hurting with this situation with these a couple of different guys that she's currently dealing with. And so all of that, it's hard to, and if not hard, it's actually impossible to mask those emotions, you know, and not have people pick up on that. You know what I mean? And that's what Mary, that's what you see when you look at being Mary Jane. One of the things that I saw, though, is, you know, just on the surface, though, she's a very successful woman. You know, if you look at the show, she is some form of a news reporter, you know, a talk show host, has her own show, you know, reports on, you know, very high-profile stories. So, you know, obviously has a successful, or I should say a financially successful career, you know, nice house, nice car, drives a new Porsche. From a material standpoint, from a worldly standpoint, she seems like she has it all together, you know. And then, unfortunately, we live in a society when we have this relationship discussion, you know, it often goes back to, you know, well, she has X, Y, and Z, so why isn't she married? You know, as if those things equal being somehow eligible, you know, an eligible catch, you know, a good catch, a great woman, when in reality those things mean nothing. And I want you guys to see that. And you'll see, I mean, you can see just by looking, she's clearly not a great catch. I mean, this is someone who's having sex with a married man, you know, has a friend with benefits that she has an on-again, off-again, you know, sexual relationship with. Then she's online dating, which we'll talk about a little bit later. And, you know, it epitomizes emotional unavailability. That's actually, from a male standpoint, the worst possible woman. The worst. And society will tell you that she would be the best, but in reality, every single man out here is looking at that character as the worst. Do you see how there's a huge disconnect there? And this is what people need to be talking about. Oh, were you going to say?
No, I'm sorry. I thought you were asking me specifically. Keep going.
What the heck? You just came out of nowhere. No, I was asking you. No, I'm just messing with you. No, but that's how it is. It's a problem. It's a huge problem that nobody's talking about. You know what I mean? Nobody's talking about the disconnect. Nobody's talking about, hey, what do men actually want? You know, let you know, Beyonce tell it, men want women who are flawless. Well, we're not stupid. Nobody's flawless. We don't want someone who's flawless. We want somebody we can work with. We want you flaws and all. You know what I mean? Hold on. Wait a minute. Wasn't that a song that she came out with? Who is that, a Beyonce song? Flaws and all, or some crap like that? Man, I'm tripping.
It might be. I'm not sure.
Flaws and all. Somebody. That's a song. Don't let that be a Beyonce song. You know what I mean? Don't let me Google. You know what I'm saying? Or I'm pretty sure that either that's the name of a song, or it's the lyrics in a song. But if that's in any possible way related to Beyonce, that would just, you know what I mean, substantiate the hypocrisy that exists. You know what I'm saying? You see what I'm saying? Nobody's flawless. You know, nobody actually woke up like that, which we talked about in our last show. So there's that. But I'm gonna do, you know, like I said, when Courtney gets long-winded, I'm gonna Google that. You know what I mean? And see what's really good with that. But here's the thing with Mary Jane. This is what epitomizes, you know, the problem in the black community. Successful, single, and we actually did a show on this, me and Gerald. If you guys can Google this, actually. Single, but not celibate. me and Gerald killed that show several years ago. One of the realest shows we've ever done. And then I think we did a part two on it. I think it was called, like, Professional, Prominent, and Promiscuous. You know what I'm saying? Because it's real. Well, me and Gerald, man, shout out to him, man. You know what I mean? We did some crazy shows. I mean, just some of the realest information you guys will ever hear. But that's what we see. You know, that was 5 years ago. So imagine what it is now. You know, single, successful, but not celibate. And that's a problem. See, the problem, what society tells women that it's okay to do, and this is what where the church fails, because the church fails black women, because 90% of these congregations are filled with black women. Right? So, you know, you got pastors who claim to proclaim the word of God, but are afraid to preach about sex, and afraid to preach about, fornication, STDs. They're afraid to touch those topics. They're afraid to talk about booty calls and friends with benefits. Why? Because it's not politically correct. It's not socially correct. It's not going to keep the ties coming in. It's going to alienate certain people who Friday night and Saturday night get it in. So when you preach about those things, yes, it's pleasing to God, but it's displeasing to the congregation and to the tithing records. So they tend to stay away from it. They don't want to make people uncomfortable. And that's a problem. Pastors are a big part of the problem in the black community, ironically. Okay? But so what happens is we don't these women are not getting the information in the church. They in most cases they're not growing up with fathers to get that information from. You know what I'm saying? They're having to learn a lot of this stuff on their own. And that's why I have personally hundreds of letters, you know, from women thanking me, like, wow, you know, thank you for talking about this stuff, because I've never heard any of this stuff. I've never heard a show like yours. I never heard any of this information before. So thank you. At 35 years old, this is the first time I have this information. I wish I would have had it when I was 19. You know what I mean? But that's what we have here. Single, successful, but not celibate. Mary Jane, that's what she represents. You know, if you look at what she's doing, she's got, I mean, just if you look at the show, I mean, they're two different, and I haven't even made it through all of season one. I'm probably maybe up to episode four of season one. But just up until that point, I mean, she's had sex with two different dudes. You know what I mean? And within a couple week span. So, you know, we gotta look at that. I mean, and that's usually how it goes. You know, how many women have I dated back in the day who, you know, and how many women listening right now maybe have an ex-boyfriend, you know, from a couple years ago on and off again, who they still let smash every once in a while. They still hit them up. You go out with your girlfriends, you know what I mean, for drinks or to, you know, wherever. And as y'all are getting ready to leave, you got the phone out, you're texting. It's like, hey, are we still getting together later? Are you still coming by? Right? And that goes on. And that's what keeps a lot of women, they don't see the fact that that's keeping them single, or one of the things that's keeping them single. No man wants a woman who has a guy that they're texting talking about something. Hey, are you coming? I mean, in what world is that okay? You know what I mean? Like, what, Courtney, just as if you were a man, would you want to take seriously a woman who was getting smashed off on a Friday night by somebody else, and then you take her out on a Saturday night?
No, not at all.
I mean, that just doesn't make sense. That's not logical. You know what I mean? Like, me, I'd rather chill in the crib on a Friday night. I'd rather go out with the homies than to go out with a woman who's going out with another man on a Saturday night. That's just, you see what I'm saying? Like, there's just no point. There's no reason to do that. A lot of women, they're just not thinking like men, which is, you know what I'm saying? You can't, but you see what I'm saying? You at least have to understand the thought process. It's just not logical. You're asking us to do something that would make no sense. Right? Now, a lot of women I know right now are saying, well, hold on, but what about the men? Aren't these men going out with multiple women? Yeah, but they are. I'm not even going to act like they're not. You know what I mean? This is not, see, when you get caught up in the this is right or I want to be like a man, that's a battle you're going to lose every time. You can do the things that men do, but remember, men don't want another man unless you're one of these fruitcakes out here. We don't want a woman who acts like a man or does the things that men do. We want a woman who's special. So if we are in the player stage or just coming out of the player stage and have now graduated to the ready to settle down stage, okay, so tell me again why I would want a woman who's doing the things that, you know what I'm saying, that I'm just now stopping. You know what I'm saying? I want a woman who's where I'm at. If I'm in the ready to settle down stage, I want you to just be chilling. I want you to be ready to settle down, not, you know, dating multiple men, doing the things that I used to do. That doesn't work. So that's what we have here with being Mary Jane. Now let's go back to the beginning of the show. Let's go back to this made-for-TV movie that they decided to develop into a show. One of the first scenes on there, Courtney, and I know you saw this, where he, the dude Andre, who is played by Amari Hardwick, he pops up at her crib. You know, and there's so much to talk about. I hope we have enough time tonight because there's so much. Like, I'm looking at about 4 pages of notes that I have here just from, you know what I mean, just from the show, just the parts that I've watched. But he pops up, and what does he say? He says, "I know I haven't called you in a while." You know what I mean? But he calls drunk, you know what I mean, comes up there all staggering, passed out, and she's on her chill, just chilling on a Friday night. That a lot of women look at that, and that turned them on. They're like, wow, I wish someone like that would show up at my door. It's the whole premise of it is crazy, because think about that. You know what I mean? Like, if I'm a man and I'm dealing with you, Courtney, do I want to deal with you if you have another guy that has the potential to just pop up at your crib?
No, not at all.
I mean, that's crazy. There were Friday nights when I would be chilling at my wife's crib. She wasn't my wife back then, but we were dealing with each other. We had just met. We were talking. We were getting to know each other. Like, on a Friday night, why? I'm not going to, like, if I'm over there chilling and another dude pops up, that's it. I'm not going to be taking her seriously. I'm not going to, you know what I'm saying? I would have been going. I'm like, all right, well, look, you have a good night. Or I might have even chilled. But we wouldn't be here having this conversation now. And that's just what it is. You guys got to look at it like that. You can't have these random dudes popping up. That's just about every man's worst nightmare. In fact, a guy a couple years ago here in Philly got killed like that. You know, same thing. He was chilling at a young woman's crib, but her ex-boyfriend, her baby daddy popped up unexpectedly, tripping, wanting to fight, and ended up shooting him in the head. Just, you know what I mean? He lost his life just because he was chilling with the wrong chick who you know, had an ex-boyfriend. That's every man's worst nightmare. We don't want to deal with that. So the moment, see, because guess what? We're not sticking around to get shot in the head, right? We're not even going to take a chance. The moment we even suspect any form, it could be as something as small as a text message, a phone call, you know, anything. The moment we suspect that you're dealing with another man on any level, hey, we ain't got to fight. We ain't got to argue. We're just keeping it moving. But unfortunately, in many cases, we're keeping it moving after we smash. Courtney, is that a little too real?
No, I was just about to say, because sometimes they do stick around and will smash sometimes more than once and then leave. So, no, that's right.
Right. Yeah, that's how it goes. You know what I mean? It's unfortunate. It's unfortunate, but that's how it goes. Matter of fact, Courtney, is that something you keep it real? Have you ever had a pop-up?
I haven't had a pop-up, but I've had someone call me while I was with another dude, and I actually answered the phone and was flirting on the phone while the dude was sitting next to me. So,
and what happened?
And I mean, he asked me about it, you know, who was that? And I was like, oh, just a friend. And I just started giggling or whatever. But he actually, he continued to deal with me, and we continued to have sex, but it didn't go anywhere. He got what he wanted. So that's what happened.
Man, see, that's how it goes. So all I'm saying is not, and again, it's not about blaming, because a lot of women are, you know, they listen to this or they're, you know, they're chilling and they're like, well, you know, I'm single, you know, which, and you are, you can do whatever you want as long as you're single. But the question is, do you want to remain single or do you want love? Because if you want love, you've got to present yourself as a great future wife. Great future wives clearly don't have random dudes popping up at the crib. So this is what happens. All right, so Andre pops up at the crib, and we're talking about being Mary Jane, if you are just tuning in. Now, again, if you don't watch the show, this is the premise. Andre is, well, she doesn't know this at that time, but he's a married guy. He pops up at her crib drunk. But the key thing is, it says, let's just pretend he's not married. Let's just, for argument's sake, pretend he's not married, and he's just a random dude that pops up, which at that time, that's what she believes he is. But this is the problem. And this is what so many women overlook, okay? He says, I know I haven't called in a while, but, you know what I'm saying, you were on my mind, or I was thinking about you. I missed you. So he pops up. He says, look, can I just see you? So what does she do? She lets him in. But ladies, think about that. You got to understand, because I've used that line before, and I'll tell you what it means. If a man tells you that, I know it's been a while. Well, you got to ask yourself, why has it been a while? What's been going on in that time? What, you think he's just been chilling? No, he hasn't just been chilling. He's been out there having sex with other women. You know what I'm saying? You know what I mean? Like, that's where the STDs are coming from. These dudes go, they come in and out of your life, and you're thinking, oh, he's playing, you know, disappearing act. Well, he is, but you got to read between the lines. What's going on in the meantime? He's having sex with other women. So when he goes through something with them, he goes on a disappearing act with them and then comes back in your life, then goes on a disappearing act with you and goes back to them. And he's just bouncing around. But there's a lot of sex. There's a lot of unprotected sex. So all those STDs are getting, you know what I'm saying, you're playing STD musical chairs. You know what I mean? It's just getting passed around. And that's what happens. Now let's look. Let's see what, here's the crazy thing. One of the things that I found was that, did you notice, Courtney, how when she was debating, or not debating, when she told him to chill for a minute and she had to go freshen up and wash her hair, wash in between her legs, nasty chick, you know what I'm saying? Dirty, you know, just disgusting, man. Chicks, man. You know what I'm saying? But
she knew what was gonna go down. But anyways, keep going.
That's what y'all be doing, man. You know what I mean? Y'all gotta chill with all that nasty crap, man. For real. Just take a shower. She didn't even shower. She didn't even brush her teeth, man. You're just gonna wash between her legs. Like, what the heck? Brush your hair. Look at her. Take off her bra. Oh, man. So, but here's the thing. This is what I found most interesting about that scene, was that she had these sticky notes up on the wall. And on the sticky notes, if you guys don't watch the show, what she does throughout the series is she has little inspirational quotes, you know, affirmations, which is ironic because those are the types of things that women should do. You guys have heard me over the last 10 or so years tell you how every morning that's what I did. You know, we would have my mom's, what do you call it, like dresser or cabinet, you know what I mean? We would have to go first thing in the morning, stand in front of the mirror, and read those actual affirmations to ourselves out loud every morning. All my brothers and sisters. And my sister, we all had to do that every day. But and the result was it helps you, ultimately, you believe those things. Those qualities and characteristics become instilled in you, you know, at a young age. So you grow up thinking that you can do anything. My mom always used to tell me, you can do anything you put your mind to. We were not allowed to say the words, I can't. You know what I'm saying? I told you, if I said I can't, I could say I can't do something tomorrow. My mom popped me upside my head. You see what I'm saying? So that's a good thing, is what I'm saying to y'all. So the crazy thing is that she has these little things, these inspirational post-it notes all around her crib when she's to get some sex when she's going to have this dude, she runs and hurries and takes them all down. Why? Why are you taking down Bible verses and inspirational messages as if there's something wrong with that? Why are you ashamed that you listen to the Dayton Tolbert show? Why are you ashamed that you read the Bible? Why are you ashamed that you have a self-help book that has, hey, this is how you do X, Y, and Z? You're trying to better yourself. There's nothing wrong with that. Why does society tell you that there's something wrong with people who are trying to better themselves, become a better person, achieve the things that they want in life? This is going to end up being, by 12 o'clock tonight, the most informative show and most beneficial show that any woman could ever possibly hear in their life. Yet, I could post an advertisement for the show, and people act like they don't see it, which is perfectly fine. But that's indicative of the fact that people, society, they're buying into this myth that there's something wrong with trying to better yourself. Why is that, Courtney? What is that as a woman?
Because it's like you don't want to admit that you have flaws and things that you're struggling with. And I can relate to that because I didn't want to tell anyone that I was listening to the show when I was first listening. I didn't tell anyone because I was like, no, I don't want people to think that, you know, or know that I'm crying myself to sleep at night. But, hey, it's like you're human. Like, everyone goes through something. So.
Right. And, Courtney, I see here in the group you posted Flaws and All is, in fact, a Beyonce song. I thought it was. So you guys see what I'm talking about? How the heck is she talking about some Flawless when she just came out with a song talking about flaws and all? And this is not the first time that we've seen blatant and downright, there's no other word other than blatant, displays of hypocrisy. Independent woman, then she's got the Bills, Bills, Bills song. Gospel song, then talking about some using the Lord's name in vain. Blatant examples of hypocrisy. And that's specifically done, you know, by the powers that be to distract us, to, you know, keep us in bondage as a people. You take away the black women, you confuse the black women, the society falls. Everybody knows that black women are the backbone of the black family. You destroy the family, then you can be conquered. Guys, understand that? This is modern-day slavery. Back in the day, they physically removed the black man from the home. Well, you can't do that in 2014, but what you can do is you can remove the black man in the home, but when you put women in power, positions of influence that say, hey, this is who you should be like, you know what I'm saying? And that will inadvertently take the black men out the home, because don't nobody want to marry a Beyonce. Don't nobody want a hoe as a wife. Nobody wants someone talking about some I'm flawless. We know, you see what I'm saying? So that's the way that you remove the black man from the home, is by, you know, basically making the black woman a hoe. They've been making black women hoes all the way, you know, going back to slave times. You know what I'm saying? Go watch Django. These white, rich white men always loved it, had a black hoe. You know what I'm saying? They always had, you know, they were raping these women, making them strip, you know, doing all types of pornography. This has been going on for centuries. It's the same thing that was going on in the, you know, 15th and 16th century. So, you know, just don't think this is anything new. It's just a new form, but it ain't new. It's just modern day slavery. And don't think that show wasn't coming. But, yeah, it's blatant and downright hypocrisy, flaws and all. I mean, I'm just saying, am I the only one that doesn't see the hypocrisy? But it couldn't be more opposite. I'm talking about flaws and all, or you're flawless. Which is it? Courtney, which is it?
Right. She's been put there to, you know, mess with us black women mentally. And it's working. So.
This stuff is crazy. This stuff is crazy out here, man. It's real out here, guys. But look, so that's that. But all I'm saying is don't be ashamed. You know, she took those things down with the quickness. All those post-it notes were gone. And then she going to go put him back up right after he leaves. Because she wanted him to think that she was already perfect. She wanted him to think that she was flawless.
Mm-hmm.
But you see what I'm saying? She's not. And it's okay not to be. But so there was that. Now here's the irony. This is one of the most ironic things that many women can relate to, it, which is the after sex. You know, and here's the funny thing. This is the funny thing. When you, I'm going to get deep on y'all for a minute. When you have a relationship with God, and I see some calls on the line, but y'all got to chill for a little bit. I'm going to go to the phone lines in a little bit, but I got a lot of information I want to get out there. So hold your calls for a little bit. And but I will take some calls a little bit later in the show, 646-200-0366. I see the calls on the line now. Phone lines are lit up. But chill for a minute. When you have a great relationship with God, you know that when you have sex or you do something that you're not supposed to be doing, you feel some type of way. You feel bad. You feel convicted, right? You feel real bad, you know? But when you do not have a great relationship with God, when you are not as close with God as you would like to be, right? Keep it real, men and women, you don't feel as bad. And this is how you know that some people are living in a state of delusion, because what she did in this show, Gabrielle Union's character, Mary Jane, after the sex, do you remember what she said after the sex the first time in that first scene, Courtney?
No.
After the sex, after she let him smash, after he banged her back out, you know what I mean, drunk, she says, "Please, God, if he's mine, give me a sign." You ever ask for a sign from God about a man that you were dealing with?
Yes, I have. And I got a sign, but it wasn't from God, though.
Right. Right. That's basically how it goes. You guys see how that works? You see what I'm saying? Like, she wanted a sign from God, basically saying, "Is he mine?" But what you got to realize is God doesn't play those types of games. God doesn't play games with you and give you ridiculous signs. Where is that in the Bible? That's not what God doesn't do that. There's no other word I can think of other than game. That's a game. That's like a horoscope or something. You know what I mean? That's, you might as well go get your fortune told if you want to play those types of games. You know, let a psychic read your palm. You know what I mean? God, when a man is for you, you're going to know he's for you, and it ain't going to be right after you just let him smash. That's not how that's going to work. She says, "Please, God, if he's mine, give me a sign." And here's the irony is that because he gave her a sign, he threw it right over all on her because he was drunk. Now, was that now if you want to, you know, look at, I don't believe God does that type of stupid stuff. You know what I mean? But if you, not saying he won't give you a sign if you specifically ask for, if it's right, then it'll be right and he'll let you know that it's right. But it ain't going to be no stupid stuff when you're just playing games. You just fornicated talking about some guy, give me a sign. No, that's foolishness. You're playing games with God at that point. But I'm talking about when you ask God, "Hey, look, God, is he for me or is he not?" He's going to let you know who he is definitively. He throws it right all over. That a smart person, a spiritual person would have said, "Hey, okay, clearly, you know, this is not of God." I mean, but that, you see, but when you really have that relationship with God, you're not even going to put yourself in that situation to begin with and even ask God, because you're going to already know what you're doing is wrong. That's how you know she wasn't convicted. Hopefully y'all are following this, but the spiritual people know. Like, if you have that relationship with God, you're not even going to talk to God because you already know you're wrong. Those, you ever notice people who aren't even in, don't even have a relationship with God, Courtney, they always want to pray about some stupid stuff?
Yeah.
I mean, think about it. They just be asking for stupid stuff. When they know, like, come on, you just be looking at them like, "Wait a minute, what are you talking about?" You know what I mean? Like, one, that's not even a real prayer. Two, God ain't even listening to that prayer. You know what I mean? It's ridiculous. Like, it's like, I mean, think about it. Like, okay, that's like, all right, right now, I love God. I have a relationship with God. So I go to the casino. "God, come on, let this 23 come out on roulette." come on, blackjack, come on, God, bless me with this. I need to pay this bill. God, can you? I'm not gonna. If I'm a gambler, I'm a gamble. But I'm not gonna add. I'm not gonna bring God into it because I know. You know what I'm saying? I know I'm wrong. You guys hope. You guys know what I'm talking about. And so many women out there are asking God for blessings when they know they're wrong. God is not listening to those prayers. Okay? And let's not, that's what I'm saying. People don't want to hear that, but it's the truth. You guys got to really read the Bible and know what God thinks and know how God views sin. And in fact, the reality is sin is something that separates you from God. That's the definition of sin. So if you're laid up with the dude you just fornicated with, he ain't listening to that prayer. It ain't even a prayer. That was something for TV. I don't think anybody would really pray. No one, you know what I'm saying, that love, that knows God would ever pray that prayer. Is he for me? This is a married man. You know what I'm saying? If he was for you, he wouldn't have showed up at your crib at 2 o'clock in the morning drunk. So there's that. Now, here's what else do we want to talk about here? So there's that. I'm looking at my notes here because I'm, you know what I'm saying, there's so much that I want to say. Here's another thing. I was watching, and you guys, I know a lot of you tuned into our special on demonic and satanic symbolism. I don't know if y'all noticed. If you have it on your DVR, or if I'm watching on Netflix, so you can go back and watch the first episode, right? Go back and watch the first episode. Remember how I told you in the beginning of every show, in the beginning of every movie, somewhere in the early parts of a movie, in the early parts of a TV show, definitely in like the pilot episodes of a lot of this stuff, they are required to let them know what they represent and what they stand for, which is where you see a lot of the symbolism come up. And so if you're watching that first scene, just watch it. Don't even take my word for it. Just put on Netflix. You got Netflix. Pay your $7.99 for Netflix. We all got it. And watch from the first episode, Gabrielle Union blatantly and deliberately throws up the double 666 on the low as she's holding up the magazine. If you look for it, it's not even a question. She's not even, you can already tell she's not good at hiding. You know what I mean? Some people are more discreet. She was just stupid with it. You know what I mean? Courtney, did you catch it or no?
No, I didn't catch her doing it. I caught her producer
yes.
doing it.
Oh, yeah. See, I'm glad you did because she was even more blatant with it on the low. You know what I mean? But, yeah, I'm glad you caught that. Hopefully you guys caught out there, too. That's why we did this show. But Gabby did it. And then the producer did it a couple of times. She does it more than anybody. But that's neither here nor there in regards to this show, but I just thought that I would point it out because it's everywhere. And once you, you know what I'm saying, you listen to the show, you now know what to look for when you're watching these types of shows. Now, so there was that. Now, here's the interesting thing. So this is where a lot of, you know, women, this is real. You know what I mean? It's real. What happened was after the sex, after her asking God for a sign, what did she find? What does she find? She finds his freaking wedding ring on the floor. This dude is so stupid, he didn't even leave it in the car. What kind of idiot brings his married man brings his wedding ring into a house with his jump off, who doesn't know that he's married? Why would you bring it into the crib with you? You know what I mean? That's just stupid. So he does that. She finds the ring. And she goes crazy. He's like, oh, yeah, I was going to tell you. Da, da. So she goes crazy. And this is what a lot of women do. When they, and here's the thing. It's all, you ever hear about the bust your windows out the car? You know, you hear about the sugar in the gas tank. You know, women popping up, cussing him out, wanting to scratch his face up. Those are the things that happen as a result of giving your body to a man, giving your heart to a man, giving your emotions to a man, which comes along with automatically giving your body to a man. You can't separate the two. You know, that's good. So when she gave her body to him, she then became vulnerable and susceptible to having her feelings hurt. And what happens in society is that when a lot of women get their feelings hurt, they choose to react in a violent manner, in an immature manner, in a, you know, vindictive manner, which she did. She decides she wants to spray him with the hose. What the heck is that all about? I mean, who does that? You should just go to spring. Why not? Here's an idea. How about just say, hey, you know what? You go back home to your wife, you know, and don't ever call me again. Because did you notice she sprayed him with the hose? She cussed him out. She interrogated him. But what did she not say, Courtney?
She never told him to stop calling her. Or she never cut it off because she wanted to leave it open. It's like she wanted him to fight for her.
Right. Exactly. That's exactly what it was. She never. I mean, think about that. It's funny. These women will go to such extreme lengths to cuss a man out and to, you know, do whatever they can, you know, do to get back at him, but they'll stop short of saying, hey, don't call me anymore. You know what I mean? They leave it open. She wanted him to fight for her. You know, and that's basically how, I mean, what's spraying him with the hose going to do? It was probably hot out anyway. You know what I mean? It's ridiculous. I mean, really all that was just a reason to have him, you know, running around butt naked with his shirt off. That's all it was. It's just for ratings. But, you know, that's real, though, in many women's lives. They do the same thing. They try to wild out when all they really got to do is say, hey, look, that's cool. You met, all right, that's cool. You got me on that one, whatever. You know, just don't call me anymore. But the reality is that would mean going back to where they were prior to him, which is being alone. And for many, that thought is worse than actually dealing with the married man, which you see here in Being Mary Jane, which is actually very applicable because she, you know what I'm saying, she doesn't want it. That's her worst fear is being alone. I'm telling you, this is probably, you know, this is actually realer. I shouldn't say realer, but in 2015, put it like this. This is as real. Being Mary Jane is as real in 2014 going into 15 as The Cosby Show was back in 1988. Let that marinate for a little bit. It's just as real. It's not as good, it's not as positive, but it's just as real. Back in 1988, 89, you know, you saw more families like The Cosby Show. Mothers were there, fathers were there, raising their kids. Black family, you know, the black family was still, you know, intact. You know, that's why, you know what I'm saying, you had so many shows like that, like, you know, All of Us or Fresh Prince or Family Matters and these shows, you know, Parenthood, Wife and Kid, you know, where you saw a different world, where you saw realistic depictions of the black community. Because that's, you know what I'm saying, we're going to watch the things that we can relate to. That's why all of those shows were so popular back in the day, because that's what it was. Well, now, that's not what it is anymore. 70% of black women are single. 42% have never been married. The black family is in disarray. So now you have your Love and Hip Hops, your Being Mary Janes, your Scandals, all these other shows out here that show what it actually is. Yeah, there's still going to be some black families that are intact, but it darn sure ain't the majority. And so that's what, you know what I'm saying? That's basically what you see here. All right? So that's the problem that a lot of women, you know, have, is they, you know, they just hold on to the fantasy. You know, that instead of cutting it off, she was hoping maybe he could change. Now here's I found this funny, Courtney. Now I'm sure you'll get a kick out of this. But we as men, you know, I used to be in corporate America for years, and this is always interesting to me. And I used to, me and the fellas joke about this. This is actually a running joke that me and some of the fellas have. Courtney, you tell me, how come when you go to work on Monday, okay, and your coworker asks you, hey, what's up? How was your weekend? What'd you do? You know, oh, man, you were supposed to call me, or did you go here? We were looking for you at the happy hour or whatever. You know what I'm saying? What did she say? Oh, no, I ended up just going to bed early. I just chilled. You know what I mean? I turned in a little bit early. No, you didn't. You got knocked off. You got your back blown out. You had sex. Like, don't stop lying. You know what I'm saying? You got to, ladies, you got to start being honest. These women coming out. Hey, good morning. Good morning, guys. Hey, everybody. All nice. And I'm saying, how was your weekend? Nobody really says how their weekend was. Nobody says what they actually did. Which is, I'm not saying you have to have everybody in your business, but you know what I'm saying? Don't come in trying to act all innocent. I'm just saying, Corey, you know what I'm talking about. You ever done that? You ever, you know, acted like, oh, no, I went to bed early, knowing darn well you were up at 3 in the morning swinging from the chandelier.
Oh, I wasn't doing all that. And no, I never was doing anything bad when I started working in corporate, but I can relate to that. I mean, I was doing other stuff I shouldn't have been doing, like whether I was watching porn or, you know, doing whatever. But I would notice that, like, I would, you know, I would give, hey, it is what it is. And I would say, oh, I was tired or whatever. And I would notice other women do that and say, oh, nothing happened. I was just tired. Yet they would come to work with, like, bloodshot eyes because they were probably doing stuff the night before. So.
Oh, yeah. That's how it is. You know, and the great thing is, ladies, when you are living right, the great thing is you don't have to lie. That's the I'll tell you, everything, I mean, we're going to have some fun tonight. I'm going to keep it extra real with y'all tonight, but I'm being serious. The best thing, you know, with this stuff, you know what I mean, is when you can actually be yourself. You don't have to lie. You know what I'm saying? You actually went to bed early. Like, oh, no, I just went to bed earlier. I just washed my hair and, you know, watched a movie and fell asleep. That's actually the great way. That's what we want as men looking for wives. That's what my wife used to do. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's what we want on a Friday night. You know, the women out here, you know, as Courtney says, doing the most, you know, going on these dates, going on these online rendezvous, you know, speed dating. You know, blind date with so-and-so, hook up here. Like, that's all that is extra. You start living that dating lifestyle, it's, you know what I mean? Like, you always got something to do. You always got somebody on your radar. Somebody's checking for you. No, that's when nobody's going to be checking for you. You got to chill with all that. You know what I mean? You got to just relax. You got to listen to the Dayton Tolbert show on a Friday night. That's what you do. I'm just telling you, I know it may seem weird to say, but that if you make this your Friday night routine, man, I'll tell you, you have love before you know it. I'm just being honest with y'all. Now, another thing that I see a lot of is if you notice with Mary Jane, she goes into work, she always has an attitude. You know, if you notice Courtney, she's very sarcastic, you know, she's very judgmental with her coworkers and their situations. She thinks she knows it all. She's not humble. You know, that bad attitude comes from what was going on Friday night. When you're not really happy with your life, it's impossible to portray yourself as being happy, to be, you know, that happy-go-lucky, bubbly personality when deep down you're not happy. Is that something you can relate to?
Yeah. Yeah, I can. Just not really feeling good about myself and just covering up.
That's it. You know, I mean, the funny thing is, she even cussed out her brother for no reason. You know, when he was just asking her for a couple of dollars, he was asking her for $500. Now, that's something that would not have been a big deal for her to do. But, you know, she was just ignorant about it, cussing him out, yelling at him, being mean to him. It's like, yo, he's just asking for a few dollars. Why are you being so mean? But that's because deep down, she's not happy, you know? Now, if you noticed, I think there was like not a flashback scene, but she was talking to her coworker friend, and she was talking about how she was, you know, going through her ex's phone as she was breaking up with him, like he's sneaking into his phone and doing all this stuff. I'm like, whoa, what's the meaning of all that? Why are you... You're breaking up with somebody. You know you're not going to be with him. You're going through his phone. You're insecure. And that's very popular in today's society. We see a lot of that going on. In fact, Courtney and I did a show a couple years ago on trust issues where we talked about going through phones. We talked about Facebook passwords, sharing accounts, things like that, you know, hacking into people's accounts, trying to guess their zip code, guess their, you know, typing in their date of birth, hoping that you can hack their code. I actually did that one time, by the way. You know, it actually works out pretty well. But you see what I'm saying? Like, you can't be doing that type of stuff and expect to be with the person. Either you're going to do it and you're going to leave them alone, you know, or but don't do it and still be with the person, because obviously you're doing it for a reason. Obviously you don't trust that person. And if you can't trust somebody, then what's the point of being with that person? So, yeah, but perfect example of that. And listen, guys, the reason we're doing this show, yes, we're using Mary Jane as a backdrop, as an example, but as you can see, all of these issues, all of these behaviors are very, very, very common behaviors in the black community. We haven't talked about anything tonight in regards to this show that the vast majority of single women are not doing out here in society. That's the crazy part about this. You know, now there are going to be people tomorrow like, oh, no, I missed the show. I didn't listen to it. And then they're wondering why they're single. They can't, you know what I'm saying? When we're talking, we're telling you every possible behavior that reeks of emotional unavailability, which will keep you single indefinitely, you know, and how to deal with those issues, how to stop those things. So there's that. What else we got going on? We got this crazy niece on there. You know, she's pregnant by, you know, a couple different guys, getting pregnant. She just had a baby. What did you make of that situation?
I mean, I don't know what to say about that. I mean, it was obvious that she just really lacked guidance, and she didn't really have anyone as a role model there for her. And also, just with Mary Jane, it seemed like she was just very stressed out about the whole situation, and that was another thing that was contributing to her emotional unavailability, just feeling like she had to take care of everybody.
Yeah, I mean, absolutely. And it's unfortunate because she did have to take care of everybody. I mean, look what we have here. The mom, the grandmom is sick. Her dad is sick. Or excuse me, her dad is older. But and then you have her brother, who is a drug addict, you know what I mean, who has a lot going on, who made a lot of mistakes. He's trying to do the right thing, but, you know, this is still a father. And we talk about this all the time, definitely through, you know, private counseling and a lot on the show, is that when you as a young girl don't have, you know, we talk a lot about daddy issues. Well, when you don't have the best possible role model, the best possible example for what a father is, what that role model should be, well, then that's gonna lower the bar. You know, it's gonna lower the bar for who you will settle for. It's gonna lower the bar for how you're gonna view yourself. So obviously, it shouldn't be a coincidence or a surprise to anybody, I should say, you know, that this young woman, you know, she's talking about she wants to do porn. I mean, that's you know, she no self-esteem, dealing with a man who clearly has another girlfriend, doesn't want to be with her, won't even show up to the doctor's appointments. She's talking about something she thought about doing porn. Well, look at her father. See, a lot of women, they listen to this stuff and they think that we blame the women, we put the blame on these women, when in fact it's the opposite. It all starts with the fathers. You know what I'm saying? You got a crackhead for a father, you end up with a daughter who wants to do porn. This is Mary Jane, but I deal with these women every single day. This is where I'm trying to break the cycle. See how realistic it is? See, this is nothing new. I look at this show, and I'm like, well, this is real reality TV. I've counseled 500 women, 495 of them grew up without a not-so-good father in their life. So, I mean, that's my reality. So, but that's, I just wanted, you know, point that out, because that's typically how it goes. Not so good dad, you know, I'm not going to say a not so good daughter, but clearly a daughter with some, you know, some serious emotional issues and self-esteem and insecurity issues. Now, if you look at, you know, Mary Jane, the next scene, she goes and she's kind of complaining to her friend. And after she, you know, things go awry with Andre, she realizes that he's married. She wants, you know, better for her life. You know, she says, oh, my gosh, I just don't understand, you know, why all this keeps happening to me. I did everything right. She said that to her friend. Now, if you look at this, I mean, how, if you ask me, well, what would constitute doing things right? Like, what, you know what I mean? What would that entail? Well, I would say, well, first, you obviously have a great personality, a high level of respectability, and 100% emotional availability, and definitely a great spiritual relationship. Would you say that the Being Mary Jane character has any of those qualities?
No, none at all. None at all.
Right. Those, ladies and gentlemen, are the real qualities that actually matter. A great personality, a high level of respectability, 100% emotional availability, and then that spiritual connection. You know, a great relationship with God. And I'm not just saying this stuff. I mean, if you watch the show, there's not a person listening to this show who watches that show that could argue that point. She doesn't have any of those qualities. Horrible personality. Like I said, always mean, always sarcastic, always want just, you know what I'm saying, just negative. You know, clearly no respectability. I mean, she's having sex with a married guy. But not even that. Let me backtrack. Because I don't want people to, you know, and we talked about this the other night. I don't want you to look at this show and say, oh, okay, well, cool. I'm not having sex with a married guy, so I do have a high level of respectability. Well, no you don't. It's not about how you dress. It's about what you do when you know what I'm saying, when you're undressed. You can't have a high level of respectability and have a friend with benefits. Okay, that's actually the ultimate lack of respectability, is having a friend with benefits, is having sex, is having casual sex. That's what I think there's a disconnect. Society says it's okay, but when it comes to respectability, you're not going to be respected if you're having sex. You know what I mean? Like, respectable women, you know, are going to respect their bodies by not allowing themselves to be somebody's jump off. So that's how, you know, she has. So don't just think it's about, oh, you know, she's having sex with a married guy, so that's why she's not respected. No, it's just the fact that she's having sex. She could just be dealing with the dude David, and she still would have no respectability. Okay? So hopefully you guys get that, because a lot of women, they're having sex. There's a lot of sex going on out here, a lot of secret sex. You know, I mean, you know what I'm saying? That's a lot of women, Courtney. You know how it is. A lot of times, y'all don't even be telling your girlfriends about people you have sex with. Y'all got that Nia Long syndrome from Love Jones. You don't even want your friends to know what you got going on, because you don't want them to call you a hoe. And if you can't even tell your best friend that you had a little bit of sex, you already know it's something wrong. I mean, keep it real, Courtney. I mean, you do something, like, a lot of times, it's like, okay, I got something from so-and-so. It's like, all right, whatever. But a lot of nowadays, y'all are wilding out doing stuff that you don't even want your friends to know about. So you already know that's a problem.
Yeah, because it's like you don't want to feel guilty about it. So you just rather not talk about it and, you know, behind closed doors do what you do.
Yeah, that's pretty much how it goes. Oh, yeah, see, a lot of women are listening right now like, whoa, snap. I didn't know he was going to be. How does he know all this? What? You know what I'm saying? Wall, are you eavesdropping on as a fly? I'm no fly. I just know the deal. And the funny thing is, though, ladies, you guys don't give men as much credit as we deserve, because a lot of y'all, a lot of men, know all the same stuff that I do. It's just they don't have a talk show. They choose not to reveal it. They're not, you know, they don't have this information with the goal of helping women. They use it for their own selfish purposes. It just so happens that I'm doing this show, I'm revealing this information with the sole purpose of helping you guys, you know, get a better understanding of, you know, how we think. But really, I'm not saying anything that all men don't really know. That's what I'm saying. Y'all can't fool us. It's just about being, you know, honest and genuine and, you know, hoping for the best and praying for the best. Now, here's the interesting thing. Courtney, did you notice in Gabrielle Union's phone, she has the dude with the name of Never Call?
Yeah, Never Answer.
Never Answer?
Yeah. A lot of women do. That's very common. Don't answer, never answer. But ironically, you still answer and you still let that person smash. Like, I used to have nicknames of people on the phone. Like, yeah.
Hey, ladies, I mean, think about it. I mean, let's dissect that a little bit. I mean, if you have someone in your phone with the name Never Answer, it's Never Answer for a reason. You know what I mean? You got to look at why would you do that? Why would you put the name, change his actual name to Never Answer? It's because you're telling yourself he's going to call you, and this is someone who's not good for you. This is someone who doesn't respect you. This is someone who doesn't have your best interests at heart, and you know will offer nothing positive into your life. So when they call you, you should never pick up the phone because nothing positive is going to come from the situation, which is 100% true. But like Courtney just said, the irony with that is the people with the never answer always are the ones who you've already had sex with. Let's be clear about that. You've already slept with them, you know, but you're saying that because you know you shouldn't be having sex with them again, and you know deep down that's really the only reason that they're calling is to use you for your body, for sex, and nobody wants that. No woman wants to be specifically used for sex, and that's the real reason that they're saying don't answer. So don't answer so that he can't continue to use you for sex. But then you end up allowing him to use you for sex. Now, I think I missed something. I got to go back and watch it. Do you remember what it was? Because he was obviously no answer. How did he get, you know, weasel his way back? I shouldn't say weasel. He didn't have to weasel. What brought him back into her life? Do you remember? Did I forget?
You're talking about David, right?
David.
Yeah, I think it was online. Like, she didn't answer, but then she saw that he was online, and she reached out to him and said, and she almost said, like, you know, it seems like you're doing good without me or something. But, like, she actually ended up giving in.
That's
reaching out to him online.
I think,
yeah.
I was daydreaming at that point. I must have tuned out for a second. You know,
yeah.
I mean? So David, so she, however it ended up happening, he comes back into her life, Mr. No Answer. And the funny thing is, she never changes his name back to David. You know what I'm saying? Like, after she has sex with him, she keeps his freaking name as No Answer, Never Answer. That's ridiculous. So she says, so what happens is, you know, he comes over, and the funny thing is, she, you know, they even joke about it. He's like, you know, would you, you know, are you okay? Would you like to have some casual sex? And it's just like some consensual sex. I mean, ladies, I don't care how good he looks, how, you know, suave and debonair he, you know, is, how nicely he packages, you know, the sexual request. It's never given, you know, the request is never given with any form of respect towards you. If you, I mean, think about it. Think about what you're saying. You're, as a man, you're basically saying, hey, look, you're good enough for me to sleep with, but other than that, I really don't want anything else with you. Because the reality is, I told you, and that's why I did the show on When a Man Loves a Woman. Because when a man loves a woman, which I have to understand as women is, we're not going to want to be your friend with benefits, because that would mean that there's no ties to you. That would mean there's no commitment. That would mean, you know, we care about you, but you're still eligible and able to go out and deal with other men if you so choose. Well, we don't, that's what you got to realize is that when a man loves a woman, we don't want to take that chance. We don't want another man to have the opportunity to date you or to wine and dine you or to sweet talk you or anything like that. We want you to ourselves. But if a man is okay sleeping with you, but then sending you back out to the wolf pack, you know what I'm saying, back out into the jungle, well then, what does that tell you about how that man feels about you?
He doesn't want you.
Well, not only does he not want you, he doesn't care about you.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? He actually doesn't give a damn about you. But that would actually be a little bit more applicable. You know what I mean? Since it's Keeping It Real Friday. I mean, I'm just saying, he doesn't. He doesn't care, not one bit. You know, whereas, but, you know, a lot of women aren't looking at it like that because he said, oh, how would you like some consensual sex, some cat? Like, come on. You know what I'm saying? Shamar Moore up in here. I mean, trying to be all sexy. Let's fake Shamar Moore. You know what I mean? Like Chico DeBarge. You know what I mean?
No, you didn't. But
now,
here's the thing about that, though. Oh, keep going. Sorry.
Oh, no, go ahead. No, what?
I was just going to say real quick about that. I think with all of these guys, like, she knows what it is, but, like, she wants it to be more than that, and it's simply because her judgment is clouded. I mean, I don't know if they hit it a certain way or what, but that's true with a lot of women. It's like when you've experienced sex with a man and it's something that you enjoy, you kind of just, you know, let that just cause you to think, okay, well, after we do it this time, maybe he'll commit to me then, because you're hooked on the sex.
Right. That's exactly what happens. You nailed it. It's that your judgment gets clouded. When you start dealing with these men on a sexual level, it's impossible to really view things as they are, because now a soul tie has been formed. So the soul tie has itself wrapped around your neck, and it's, you know what I'm saying, it's such that you can't even see beyond that next orgasm. You know, and I'm just being honest. In fact, perfect example. It's the funny thing is that, you know, when she is going on the date, before she goes on the date, you know, Courtney, what did she do before she went on the date with David?
she had a sex toy and she masturbated in her office.
Now, that's some freaky crap right there. That's some, I mean,
it's
that's
real,
like
though.
Some... I mean, it's real. It's real. You know, it's, you gotta, I remember I was working with this one young woman in a bank one time, this freaky chick. She had one of those sex toys, I don't know what you call it, like a bullet or something, but it was like the kind that you strap to your leg or something, you know what I mean? And it had a remote control, so while you're chilling at your desk, you could just be having an orgasm. I'm like, what the heck? Have you ever heard of such?
Of course I have. I used to have, like, sex toy catalogs and sex toys. I used to be on that stuff. So, yes.
Man, that's, you know what I mean? So that's crazy. So these are, again, ladies, I'm not saying, you know, I don't get it, but it goes to the whole reasoning behind it. If you look at what we just got finished talking about, as far as the judgment being clouded, you know, that's ironically exactly why she masturbated, so that her judgment would not be clouded. It's like, okay, let me go ahead and, you know what I'm saying, get this out the way so that I won't be all horny and I won't make decisions based on sexual desire. But the irony is that she could masturbate all she wants. That's, her judgment is still going to be clouded. It's still a sexual situation. That didn't help anything. She might not have given him none that night, but he still was smashing. This is so real. This happens. 90, I'll say, there's no official statistics on this, but, I mean, there may be, who knows, but none that I'm aware of. But I'd put it at, I mean, literally, I'd say probably 90% of single women out here masturbate on a regular basis. You know what I mean? Would you? And I'm just throwing that number out, you know what I'm saying? But I don't think anybody would really disagree with that. You know what I'm saying? Like, if you don't masturbate, if you don't have something in your bottom sock drawer that you're going to get into tonight, you know what I'm saying? I'd probably say you're about 10, you know, in that 10th percentile. Would you agree?
Yeah, that's pretty accurate.
I mean, I don't think anybody can disagree. I know what y'all be getting into. So all I'm saying is, again, these are things that obviously, and I'm not judging anybody, but all I'm saying is these are things that God obviously is not okay with, because when you look at what the word says about lusting, you know what I mean, lusting is the same as adultery. So if you're masturbating, you're not just masturbating, you're lusting after someone or something while you're masturbating, which obviously is a sin, you know. So, you know, you guys, so when you're doing it, you guys, but you already know this. This is going to separate you from God. You're not going to turn on gospel music either before or after masturbation. You know what I mean? You say, like, whoa, snap, you're right. You know what I mean? I just, you know, in fact, if it comes on, I'd be turning off with the quickness. You know what I'm saying? You'd be trying to turn it off like it's a roach crawling on you or something, just smashing the radio like, whoa, what the radio do to you? Just because it was a gospel song that came on. I'm pissing some people off tonight, man. But keep it real, Courtney. You know, when that gospel song comes on, after you just got done doing something, do you want to hear it?
No, you don't.
Nobody does. You know what I mean? But, you know, it is what it is. So that's why I'm saying this is just another example of, you know, just how real this show is. And I'm actually glad that this show is on. And I'm actually glad that, I don't know what it was, it caused me to, I found the, you know, desire to watch it one day, because I wasn't going to watch it. You know, this show's been on for a minute, and we've done tons of shows since then, but I just never, you know, I never decided to watch it until recently, yesterday or so, the day before. So, but yeah, I'm glad that it's on, because it allows me to point out to you guys many of these same behaviors that you guys see on the show but may not have, you know, looked at in this manner. I'm telling you, we've done a lot of shows, thousands of shows. In fact, there's no more important show that we'll ever do than what we're talking about right now. I'm telling you that right now. You know what I mean? This is that show. Because, like, you take away everything that we're talking about, you're going to find love, the man that God has for you. You eliminate these behaviors, that's like the key to emotional availability right there. Because everything we're talking about epitomizes emotional unavailability. So she masturbates prior to going on a date with David. But didn't she end up having sex with him that same night, though?
Yeah, I think she did. I think she did, yeah.
You know what I mean? So it's like, what the heck was the point of that? You know what I mean? She just is a freak. She just wanted to get a, you know what I mean, get a little something off real quick. So there's that aspect of it. But then you got to really look at this stuff. I mean, gynecologist, you know, I don't specialize in DNA, you know, testing or anything like that. But, I mean, the reality is, and you guys, I don't have a period. I don't, you know, study menstrual cycles. All that stuff when you're ovulating and all this other stuff. But, you know, correct me if I'm wrong. But based on the show, I mean, she just had sex with Amari Hardwick, with Andre. But then when she found out that he was married, she, you know, cut him off. And then, like, based on the show, I mean, it could have been the very next day. I mean, we really don't know how much time had passed, but we know how much time didn't pass. It wasn't a month. You know what I'm saying? It wasn't 30 days. It was probably a couple days, maybe, you know, the following week. Now, this is the type of stuff that we're talking about. We see people looking at, you know, everyone knows the birds and the bees. If you have sex, there's the potential to get pregnant. I don't care if it's with a condom. You know what I'm saying? I don't care what. You could get pregnant. You know, my very first time having sex, losing my virginity, the condom broke. Very first time. Almost got a young woman pregnant. That would have been crazy. Maybe that was TMI. Who knows? But, you know what I mean? I'm just saying. You see what I'm saying? Like, she could have been pregnant and literally and genuinely not known who was the father of her child. You know what I'm saying? David or Andre. Am I right?
Right. Could have been either one. And who knows? It might have been more in the picture than that. But, yeah.
And this is all I'm saying. If you look at, you know, this show is something that, you know, black women will look at and be like, oh, you know, she's empowering and uplifting and encouraging and all this other stuff. But then they'll turn on Mari and then turn their noses up at these women who have slept with, you know, two or three different men or maybe even more. But sometimes, you know, sometimes it's just one or two different guys. And it's just like, are you the father? Everybody laughs at that. Everybody jokes at that. Like it's oh, those guys. Or they be tripping. Or they be wilding out. Or those hoes. You know, but the reality is there's no difference between the Mari chicks and Gabrielle Union. right? And you know, being Mary Jane, same thing. She could have gotten pregnant and literally not known who was this father of her child. Had to get a DNA to confirm it. That's the craziness. And a lot of women, but no, I can guarantee you, nobody's looking at her in that way. Why? Because she represents them. She's single. She's successful. She's, you know, whatever. She's got a house. She's got a Porsche. She's in a position of power at her job, just like you. So it does. You don't want to look at her in a negative light, you know, because that would mean looking at yourself in a negative light in most cases. And what we as a society, you know, overall have a huge problem doing is self-reflecting. And, you know, specifically self-reflecting with the purpose of, you know, bettering ourselves. Now, this is the, so she has sex with David. Excuse me, she had sex with Andre. Then she, a couple days later, had sex with David. Now, here's the crazy thing. After she had sex with David, she hit the Beyonce on him. And Beyonce's song, Independent Woman, says, only call you up when I'm feeling lonely, but after it's all done, please get up and leave. That's what Beyonce encourages young women to do in her song, Independent Woman, who Barack Obama says is a great role model for his teenage daughters. I don't know how that, where they do that at, but you know what I'm saying? Gabrielle Union does the same thing. Gabrielle Union, after she has sex with David, she basically was like, look, you got to, you know what I mean? You got to go. Part of having casual sex, you know, is not spending the night. You got to go. Do you remember when she said that?
Mm-hmm. I do. And that was like her way of trying to get control back because she was just being viewed as a hoe.
Right.
That's all that was.
Right. A lot of women will do that. They know that they're being viewed as a hoe. They know that they're being used for sex. So that's exactly what it is, to avoid having their feelings hurt by that man. Because she knew he was leaving anyway. So it's better to tell him to leave rather than him just get up on his own and leave, and then you feel like, dang, why are you leaving? So instead of that feeling, it's just, I'll tell you to leave. It's all mind control. It's all mind games that you're playing with yourself. But the end result is the same. He still got what he wanted. He's still viewing you as a hoe, whether you tell him to leave, whether he gets up and leaves. You know, it doesn't matter. In fact, ladies, let me just tell you a little something about that. And look out, we're still going to do our special on Stay With Me, our the definition of friends with benefits and the effective friend with benefits show. We'll probably, I might mess around and do that like next Friday just to keep it extra real with y'all. But, you know, what you got to realize is when we, you know, have sex with y'all in those types of casual situations, I think I said this the other night, we can't get out of there fast enough. And if you're at our crib, we can't get you out of there fast enough. In fact, the whole trick of it is to figure out, all right, well, what's the best way to not, to, you know what I'm saying, to get out of there? Like, we'll come up with a pre-planned excuse as to how we can, you know, leave. It's like, oh, man, I got to go help my mom move this couch. But it's 2 o'clock in the morning. No, but yeah, she got to get up early and da-da-da, so that's the only time. I mean, we'll come up with the craziest excuse just to, you know, avoid spending the night. You know, and I'll tell you, me personally, I used to go to women's houses specifically because I didn't want to have to deal with them trying to spend the night. I mean, these women, man, they get real comfortable, Courtney. You know, like, y'all get real comfortable after sex, man. I tell you, like, whoa, what you... Y'all come over there with the backpack, the knapsack, you know what I mean?
A headscarf,
toothbrush. I'm like, whoa, what you doing? What you moving in? I get real comfortable. It's like, wait, there was no invitation extended. And all I'm saying is that it's clear what that is. It's because you don't want to feel like it is what it is. But if you don't want to feel like it is what it is, then you don't do it to begin with. Because you can't change what it is. You know, friends with benefits is nothing more than that. You can't make it something when there's nothing. You know what I mean? If you want the real thing, if you want to stay after sex, if you want to cuddle after sex, well, that's when you need a ring. That's when you really don't have to worry about being uncomfortable. You know? I mean, that's, you know what I'm saying? Just do it the right way, and you won't have to worry about any of the hurt feelings. So that's why she told him to get out. But here's the irony. If a, let a man do that, though, you know, let a man have sex with a woman, and he said, well, look, you know, you got to go, then he's the Mr. Bad Guy. But it's okay when Gabrielle Union does it, when it's okay when Lisa Rae did it in Single Ladies. And I didn't even watch Single Ladies, but I think I just saw, like, that one scene. It's like, whoa, what the heck? She just kicked him out after sex? You know, that's hoish behavior right there. I mean, literally, like, if you're a prostitute and you have sex with somebody, you're going to tell them they have to leave. It's the same thing, you know? So just don't put yourself into that light. Now, here's the thing. Now, see, these women out here, man, you know, you saw what came next. Everybody saw what happened next. And this is just despicable. Just nasty and sneaky. She stole the condom. She took the condom and got the turkey baster, nasty chick, and put it into, you know, some type of container and puts it into the freezer. She freezes this man's eggs with basically a plan, if you know, some type of scheme of impregnating herself. I mean, that's what hoes do. I don't know if y'all watch Ray Donovan, but that basically was a scam that these women were running on the athletes. This actually happened. This is usually what gold diggers do, hoes do, to, you know, to get a come up off of having a baby off of a rich man. You know, what, 50 Cent, they have a baby by me, be a millionaire? Well, this is what she was trying to become, a millionaire. Gabrielle Union wasn't doing it for that purpose, but it was still just as bad. Because it's all deceitful. Did you see that? What did you think about that? That whole plan. Yet this is someone that women really look up to. I mean, she's stealing somebody's sperm.
Yeah, that was pretty crazy. I just can't believe that women do that. It's like, really? That thought had never crossed my mind to ever do something like that.
I would hope not. I mean, you've got to be right in a pretty negative space to, you know, emotionally, mentally, spiritually. I mean, this is someone who literally was just praying for God to give her a sign, but yet she's stealing someone's sperm after having sex with them, after fornicating with them. You know what I mean? Which is asking God, is he for me? No one is for someone who does that. You know what I mean? God probably looked at her and just spiritually pimp slapped her. Like, come on. You know what I mean? Be serious. Like, come
on.
You said
spiritually pimp slapped.
Spiritually pimp slapped her. For real. God be doing that, man. For real. Like, come on. Like, don't even come to me with that type of stuff. You know what I mean? Foolishness. I mean, yeah, but she stole she took the condom and then lied about it. He's like, yeah, I lost the condom. Oh, she's like, oh, yeah, no. I know, I took care of that. Like, what?
Yeah, I bet you did.
Man, these hoes out here, man. Yo, I'm just saying. Maybe this is probably too much information, but it's some real freaky women out here. It's some real freaky women. But I had this one young woman. We had an intimate moment. This is back in the day. Just keeping the rope Fridays. But this is like the nastiest thing I've ever seen in my life, man. I probably shouldn't even reveal this, but it was really nasty but very applicable to this in this moment, you know, in regards to this scene. She took the condom off with her mouth and then disposed of it for me. Now, this was someone that I didn't even really know like that. Like, this was just like a, you know what I mean? I'm just being, like, that was just, I looked at her, and I was just looking like, yo, you dirty chick. You know what I mean? Because it was like something you could tell that she, like a little trick of hers that she had perfected through a lot of practice. I'm just like, yo, like, who does that? You know? And it was like, you could tell that she thought that would in some way impress me, or like, okay, she could do this with no hands. And I mean, actually, to be honest, it was kind of impressive, like from a you know, like a trick standpoint, like, you know what I mean? Like, oh, you can, you, that's a skill, but like nobody looks at that. It's like, wow, that's a trick or a skill I want my future wife to have. Because I've seen some tricks. I've experienced some things that make, you know, most guys be like, whoa, oh, she did that? She did what? Oh, snap. But these are not things that any man desires his wife to do. That's what I think women don't understand. And we talk about this from time to time. But, you know, as, you know, we don't, there's not enough time devoted to talking about sex. Everybody's afraid to talk about sex, and that's why no one knows about sex, because nobody talks about sex, but everybody's having sex. You know what I mean? But we got to start talking about sex. And the reality is, the women who do the most freakiest things, the women who give us the most memorable things from, you know what I mean, from a sexual standpoint, are the ones from our past, the ones who we would never want anything to do with on an emotional level. Any man will tell you that. It's because we don't want our wives to be porn stars, contrary to what Beyonce, what have you, believe, contrary to what Nicki Minaj and the rest of these hoes out here would want you to believe. Men want respectable women to do respectable things. Now, that's not to say that you can't please your man sexually, but as far as all this hoish stuff, these freaky things, these nasty things, that is not reality in regards to, you know what I'm saying, what men want. I talk to spiritual men, godly men, Christian men all the time. And all that weird stuff, you know what I mean, that's for the hoes. So a lot of women, I just, they're like, oh, my God, what? I thought I had to do X, Y, and Z. That's why I watch all the porn, so I can give him what he wants. I want to be a good wife to my husband. And you're trying to do stuff that Jenna Jameson and, you know, all these other hoes are doing. It's like, well, nobody wants that. Did you once think that, you know, that's what we wanted, Courtney?
Yeah, I did. I used to think that, and I would try to do things that the porn stars would do, because I thought that that was, like, attractive in the sense of, like, you know, wiping
me
up.
What the heck?
I used to think that, like, that's what a man wanted. So I would let men do things to me. I didn't do what that woman did, but, like, I talked about it on the show. Like, I would let men ejaculate on my face and stuff like that, because I thought that that's what would make me stand out and make me be viewed as wifey. Just, yeah. Glad I don't think that way anymore, though.
I'm going to tell y'all something, ladies. You guys got to understand that if you guys watch porn or have ever watched porn, you know. Don't act like y'all don't know. Like, you've never seen the money shot, because everyone's seen it. That is not sexy, and I can almost guarantee you, and I don't, I'm not in any man's bedroom or seeing what goes on with his wife, but I can, and just from conversations I've had and just, you know, how I am myself, I can already tell y'all that no man who loves or respects his wife or woman or anybody he cares about on any level is ever going to disrespect her in that way. Okay? I'm just telling y'all, straight up. So if these men out here, and y'all know what y'all do. I'm just, you know, come on, y'all know what y'all be getting into. Y'all freaks out. No, I'm playing with y'all, but, you know, not really, though. Some of y'all be wilding out. All I'm saying is that is not something that, you know, he's going to be pleased with. It may seem like he is in that moment, but after that, the disgust that he will have for you is going to be on a whole nother level. So you don't even want to do those things. Okay? You don't want to, and this is what we need fathers to do. I mean, to talk to their daughters about, and, you know, whoever, pastors, anybody, somebody that actually cares about these young women out here who are literally having to live life without this information. The same way you guys are listening right now and be like, wow, I've never heard anyone say anything remotely close to this, is the exact reason why the black community is jacked up. Y'all know that, right? This is why, because no one's talking about the real issues. I was watching the turn on the radio. I was driving my daughter to school this morning. I turned on the radio. You know what they were talking about on one of the major radio stations in Philly?
What?
They were talking about childhood cartoons. You know what I mean? Just childhood cartoons like, you know, SpongeBob and Kissy Fur and the Smurfs and DuckTales and just stupid stuff. like prime time, the time of most everyone listens to the morning show, the most popular time of day. That's what they were talking about. Of all the subjects that they could possibly think to talk about, just talking about cartoons. It's like, wow, this is what our this is. I mean, Philadelphia is a major market, and this is it. That's it. That's all they can. You see the problem here? They don't want us. They're not allowed to talk about this type of stuff. There are regulations that prevent these radio personalities from talking about actual things that matter. That's why this is called Real Radio That Matters, because it's not about BS. It's about what actually matters, what actually is going to impact your lives. So you got to take this stuff seriously. What else, though? So we're talking about being Mary Jane. So now they're chilling, Mary Jane and her girlfriend in the boutique. And who shows up at the boutique? Andre and his wife. Now, boy, must have been awkward, huh? Now, she looks like she sees a ghost. He says, no, I'm going to come back. But then here's the thing. As he's walking off, he has his arm around his wife, and he's going to turn around and look back at Mary Jane. It's just like, yo, like what? But for most women, with even a shred of self-respect or a shred of self-esteem, you know, would have said, okay, that's it. I'm done. You know what I mean? Like, you're out here all lovey-dovey with your wife, like, I'm good. I'm a fallback. You know what I mean? Like, something. But what does she do? You know, instead of that, she goes and, you know, gets more of an attitude towards her family. She gets even more pissed off, more depressed, you know. And instead of just walking away from the situation, what does she choose to do? She becomes jealous. She becomes envious of his wife. She wants the family that she has. So what does she do? She stalks her. You know what I mean? She stalks her. She hunts her down. She corners her in the store, and as the young woman is giving her all these compliments about, you know, how she loves her show and this and that, blah 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 blah, she comes out. This is just a straight psycho move right here. She says, after all these compliments, she says, oh, did you know that I have sex with your husband 2 to 3 times a week? Like, who does that, Courtney? I mean, what the heck? How do you just come out with that after someone's complimenting you on your profession, on your talk show? Oh, yeah, I've been having sex with your husband. I mean, did you think that was inappropriate?
That was very inappropriate, but her goal, you know, was hopefully, I guess she thought, well, one, to make her jealous, but also saying, like, well, if I tell her this, then she'll leave her husband and he'll be with me. And that never happened.
Right. That's a problem. And it you know, that type of stuff only comes from bitterness and loneliness and resentment. And there's a problem. And see, back in the day, there were certain rules that hoes, you know what I mean, subscribe to. I mean, we got to be honest. Let's keep it 100. You know, the reality is back in the day, hoes knew their place. Okay? Mm-hmm. Now, I'm not talking about, you know, just regular women, respectable. I'm talking about actual hoes. I'm talking about the jump-offs. I'm talking about the friends with benefits, the booty calls. There was a time where, you know, it's like a code. It's like the no snitching law. Like, if you're a drug dealer and you get caught, you don't snitch on your dealer, your supplier. You don't do that. That's called snitching. Everybody knows that. That's the code of the streets. It is what it is. The same way you don't snitch in that type of situation is the same way that women who allow themselves, hoes who allow themselves to be jump offs or booty calls, you know, it's like, look, hey, it is what it is. You don't betray him by going to her, and you don't do that. That's not. How it's supposed to go. It's like, you know the deal. You know what I'm saying? Now, it's one thing if you don't know. You know what I mean? Although in that case, you're supposed to still just walk away anyway. But it's like when you know the deal, that's, and the fellas know what I'm talking about. You know what I mean? And some of you women out here know what I'm talking about. Like, you just don't do that. You go with the flow if you're going to do it. I mean, you shouldn't be doing it, but I'm just saying, if you do it, if you know you're doing, don't go to his wife. Don't go to, you know what I'm saying? That's just not cool. So when she goes, because that just makes you look weak. She goes to Gabrielle Union. Excuse me. Gabrielle Union goes to Andre's wife and tells her for no reason. And she was obviously hurt by that, but she also showed her own insecurity and her own low self-esteem by saying, I think I'll keep him. You know what I mean? It's like, okay, yeah, I know you're having sex with my husband. Yeah, I know that you're, you know, screwing my man 2 to 3 times a week, but I'm going to fight you for him. I'm going to put my bid in. You know what I mean? And neither one of them was strong enough to just walk away, because really, in that situation, they both should have just walked away. But ironically, neither one of them walked away. At least not yet. I'm only on episode 4, so if something happens in the season finale, don't tell me. You know what I mean? I'll check it out. But like I said, it's actually an entertaining show. It's not a bad show. You know, I mean, as far as show, you know, as far as dramatic shows go. In fact, you know, last show that I saw that was probably on that level, that was really for us, I probably have to say was Soul Food. You know what I mean? That's been off for a minute, but that was a real show that really accurately, in my opinion, showed a lot of the issues that go on in the black community, not this sugar-coated crap that, you know what I'm saying, that people try to put out there. But, yeah, so she's stalking the dude. She tells, you know, the dude and his wife. She tells the wife. Now, here's the interesting thing. She wanted the wife to feel the same pain that she was feeling and even still feels. Courtney, when you transformed into Spider Woman that time and were crawling through the man's crib and you threw the brick through, like, what, when you, did you want her to feel the same pain that you felt?
Yeah, I did, but I think it was more so I wanted him to feel that way. I have another situation where I actually stalked a woman, and I emailed her. And this was in high school, though. But I emailed her and told her that we were both sleeping with the same guy, and I did a reverse lookup. I found her number, and so I found her address and all that stuff, and I told her everything that happened. And I'm thinking she's going to leave him because she realized we're both sleeping with him. But then they both called me 3-way and just said, thank you, because you made our relationship stronger.
Wait, so the dude that you were sleeping with and the woman that he was also called you on 3-way and just said and kind of kicked you to the curb?
Right, because that was his girlfriend at the time. And, told her his side of the story. And so they both called me 3-way. Basically said, yeah, you made our relationship stronger. And, you know, we're going to be up all night making up and all of this stuff. And so even ironically after that situation, you would think it would just be done with, you know, with me and him because he would be with her. But even after that incident, you know, he was still sleeping with the both of us. Nobody went anywhere.
I got to go, Courtney. I'm going to talk to you later, okay? I'm going to finish this show on my own, all right?
That's real.
I got no words for you right now, Courtney. It's like, no, I'm just playing. That's real, though. You know what I mean? That's how it goes. You see how Courtney's situation was basically the same exact situation as Amari Hardwick, Gabrielle Union, and the lawyer chick? You know, it's all the same. There's no difference. One of the reasons we do these types of shows is to just show that a lot of times you guys, you know, stick your noses up at these reality shows or these movies or whatever it is, but they're really not all that different than you, you know, in your situation. So basically after that, she cuts him off. Okay, if you guys are following the show, but here's the thing. So then she goes back to. David. Now, this is the interesting thing about it, because this is what a lot of women do. Keep it real. when that ex who you've been going back and forth with for, you know, 4 years, 5 years, whatever it is, when you're on your off times, you're not just chilling. You're not just working on yourself, bettering yourself, working on your relationship with God. No, but in many cases, you know, you start dealing with someone new, and or start dealing with someone who's not necessarily new, but who was there, you know, from before. Same thing with David. You know, Amari Hardwick pisses her off. She calls back up Mr. Never Answer. So Mr. Never Answer comes over. They have sex. You know, like I said, right after she had sex with this other dude. So now she's dealing with him. But here's the thing. Now David, he pops up. And he pops up at the crib again. This guy just likes popping up, doesn't he? I mean, he doesn't, you know what I mean? Just be popping up, which is a big no-no when you're dating someone in a friends with benefits situation. You never just do that. But he pops up. But this time, she's not alone. This time, instead of answering the door in her booty shorts, you know what I'm saying, her boy shorts, what does she do? She goes to hide and just watch to see how it all happens. And I like that. I actually like David a lot, for real, for real, because he reminds me a lot of myself back in the day. He's what you call that OG player. He's the type of dude who doesn't allow these women to dictate what he does. You see how he wasn't really pressed in these situations, Corey? Do you see a difference in him than a lot of these other cornballs out here that are trying to be these wannabe players?
Yeah, he was real smooth. I actually respected him because he was always honest the whole time. He was honest with her.
See, this is how real it is. That's, you guys, listen to this show. What do I always tell you about me when I tell you my story? That's the difference. He was honest with her. You know, and that's exactly how I was with these women. You know what I mean? He like, you know what I'm saying? When the dude popped up, he was like, yo, he went out there like a man would, like, yo, what's up? He's like, yo, can I help you with something? He's like, no, I was just pulling over to make a text, to send a text. He's like, come on, man, stop lying. I saw you put the code in. He's like, nah. You know what I mean? He played him. I would have said the same thing. You know, he's like, nah. So he rolled out, and then he went back in there real cool. Now, see, this is so great because a lot of these cornballs out here, these wannabe players, they would have confronted her. They would have lost their cool. They would have been all pissed off about it. But the reality is, why was he not pissed off? The reality is that he didn't care about her. See, that's what emotional unavailability will do, ladies. See, Gabrielle Union the whole time was thinking, oh, man, this is something we might actually have. See, these women are looking for love. You know what I mean? 90% of these women out here are looking for love. These men aren't, he wasn't looking for no love. He was just looking for some nice casual sex, and he got it. But she was trying to take something casual and turn it into something serious. That's why she was getting all pissed off. But, I mean, look at the irony with that. You know, the irony is that this chick has someone pull up to her crib, try to type in her gate code, someone who she's clearly having sex with, but then she has the audacity to get mad when he tells her that he's going out with somebody else. How's that for irony?
Yeah, that was crazy. She did get mad, and she bammed down the phone and everything. He was like, look, you're doing the same thing.
Here's the problem with that. This is the thing. This is how it went down. So basically, you know, when Amari Hardwick leaves, he goes back in and acts like nothing happened. So, yeah, you know, whatever. I got these tickets or whatever. I'm trying to take you out. And she's like, oh, okay, cool. You know, oh, man, she must really like me. Or he must really like me. And so he's acting. And I see, although that wouldn't have been me. I wouldn't have tripped. You know what I'm saying? I wouldn't have tripped at all. But at the same time, I'm not taking a route. And if that was me in that situation, I probably, you know, in that time, I probably would have maybe kept occasionally, you know, having sex with her. But as far as, you know, taking her out, whining and dining when she's clearly, you know, dealing with somebody else, like that's, come on, nah, that wouldn't have happened, you know what I mean? Oh, yeah, let me take you out, you know, to a concert. Like, okay, why? Like, for what? You know what I mean? Like, there's no reason to. And this is part of the problem. A lot of women, they don't understand. They think they can give men sex, but then still be taken out. And that's what I'm just trying to wonder. I'm like, well, why would that happen? Why would you, as a man, now if you're investing in a woman, if you really like a woman, you're trying to build a future with a woman, cool. Then you, you know what I'm saying, you do different things with her, you know, concerts and restaurants and trips or whatever. But if it's just a casual sexual situation, there's no reason to take a woman out. There's no reason to whine and dine. See, a lot of women, they want their cake and eat it too. They want to have sex with a man. They want to have a casual sexual friends with benefits, but at the same time want to be whined and dined and loved and cuddled with. That's not how it goes. The only way you get that is when a man is viewing you in a serious manner, but you don't get viewed in a serious manner if you're giving up the draws. You see how that works, ladies? You can't have your cake and eat it too. If you want love, you got to keep your legs closed. You open your legs, you don't get the love. See, you can't, you know, it's one of the two, you know, and a lot of women have to learn that the hard way. But it's cool, like you don't have to, it doesn't have to be an issue. When you understand the rules, you know what I mean? Then when there are rules, you follow the rules, and then it takes away the feelings. You know, you're still going to have the consequences, but at least you won't get your feelings hurt. Like, oh, my gosh, he's playing me or he's cheating on me or whatever else it is, because you know what it is. You know the situation. So this is a very interesting situation here. So they have plans to go to the concert. So after the concert, a couple hours before the concert, she obviously gets called to work late. So what does she have to do? This is not her fault. She has to cancel. Not a big deal. He didn't trip. He knows what it is. He knows what she does. She's a reporter. There's a huge storm. She has to cover it. Okay, whatever. But at the same time, she got mad that he decided to take someone else to the concert. What a lot of women have a problem with these casual situations, and I say women because typically you guys are the ones who care, because women would even try to make me jealous back in the day. If I'm dealing with them on a sexual level and I just knew that's just what it was, and they're like, oh yeah, so yeah, I'm like okay, what you get into tonight? Oh, I might go out with one of my friends. Okay, cool, yeah, that's what's up, hit me up later. Oh, you don't care who I'm going out with? Nope, not really. Have a good time. You know what I'm saying? But then when I say, where were you last night? I bet you went out with one of your little girlfriends. Okay, yeah, so that's what's up. Oh, you're not going to answer what? I didn't hear a question. Where were you? Who did you go out with? I went out with a friend of mine. What did you do? And you guys notice, these are all the same questions that she was asking David. Oh, do you have sex with her? Well, he said, I've had that same conversation, tons of them. So, oh, do you have sex with him? Well, I've had sex with her in the past, but is this someone I'm currently having sex with? I mean, he said it the same exact way I would have said it. He's like, well, I don't want to be presumptuous about tonight, but, you know, we have had sex in the past, so I don't know what's going to happen tonight. And she was furious. You know how many women, and Courtney, I tell you all the time, I tell all you guys, I used to have these women fuming. They would be so pissed, you know what I'm saying, so pissed, but at the same time fiending just to be able to be in my presence. And that's what you do, is when you don't give them what they want because they're hoping for more. They're trying to make something out of nothing. And that's what Gabrielle Union was doing here. You can't, ladies, you cannot, you know, put dibs on something that is not yours. You can't keep tabs on a man when you're not in a relationship. You can't dictate and determine what he does and who he does it with someone you're not even in a relationship with. You, ladies, and here's the last thing. Giving him your body, giving him what's in between those legs does not give you the right, you know what I'm saying, to tell him what he can do. Ladies, let me just say this straight up. If you're having sex with a man, and there's no commitment, there's no ring, there's no nothing, you know he's perfectly allowed to have sex with somebody else, right? You know what I mean? Like, you, because the busting the windows out your car, that typically doesn't come from actual relationships. That comes from women being pissed off that they gave their body to someone who's also giving his body to someone else outside of a relationship. You know what I mean? You can't do that. You can't be mad at somebody. Courtney, you used to do that too. You thought you could control a man and what he did with his penis just because you were giving him sex.
Yeah, because I was emotionally caught up, and so I wanted to be the only one. Even though it wasn't a commitment, I just wanted to be the only one he was sleeping with.
Right. And if, ladies, that's what you got to realize. If you want to be the only one, then he'll make you the only one if he wants you. But if it's just sex, that means he don't want you to be the only one. Otherwise, he'd wife you up. That's how that works. But if he ain't wifing you up, he doesn't want you. So, you know, and that's the problem. That's where the disconnect is. A lot of women think, oh, just because I gave him some, I now am entitled to, you know, to dictate where he goes and, you know, who he's with. You can't do that. You know, and so she hung up on him for what? She got pissed off for what? Because he said, look, I invited you out to the concert. You had to work, so I made other plans. There's nothing wrong with that. You know what I mean? That's a wild dude. That's the funny thing is, notice, ladies, you know, these men always have women on standby. See, this is the thing. It's another thing. A lot of women give themselves a false sense of security into thinking that these men care. Do you think, Courtney, that that man cared in the slightest that she had classified his name in the phone as never answer?
No, because all he wanted was sex, so who cares how it's classified?
We just got finished talking about something similar on last week's special on Atlanta X's with the dude Willie. Was that his name? Willie, right?
Yep.
Willie. He didn't care about CeeLo's chick, you know what I'm saying? He didn't care nothing because he just wanted the sex. These men don't care. That woman that the dude was on the way to the concert with, you know, I mean, she probably was 10 times better than Gabrielle anyway and was most likely on that level. And I'm not saying that, oh, there's anything wrong with Gabrielle Union or whatever, but all I'm saying is, ladies, you always have to understand men have a certain type. If he liked Gabrielle Union, he's probably dealing with somebody who looks just as good, if not better, than Gabrielle Union. So it's, these men are not pressed. That I wouldn't have been pressed. You know, it's just these men don't care. So you guys got to stop thinking that what's between your legs is something special, because it's not. These guys, that dude, I mean, come on, that's the fake Shamar Moore. He had at least 5 different women on speed dial on the rotation. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I mean, he was an attractive man. He's not an ugly guy. I mean, so I'm sure you can imagine it wouldn't be hard to find a woman just that looks just as good as Gabrielle Union. All I dated was Gabrielle Unions back in the day. But yet, though, that type of woman would think, for whatever reason, because she has a Porsche, because she's on TV, because she's this and that, it's like, come on. Nobody cares about that stuff. You know? So you just gotta, you know what I mean? You gotta make yourself special, but you can't make yourself special by what's in between your legs. All right, what's really gonna make you special? What's on the inside? Now, so what happens? So she gets pissed off, like a psycho, like, you know how we say, don't be a psycho. That's, you know what I mean? Like, that what she did, spraying the dude down with the hose, hanging up on him. Calling him back, hanging up on him again. That's psycho. You see what I'm saying? She allowed him to make her a psycho. You know, that's not cool. So there's that. What else is going on now? Now, here's the thing. So it's so crazy. She was dealing with Andre. He pisses her off. She goes back to David. Now, David pisses her off. So who does she call back up? Did you guys hear a couple months ago our special on relationship recycling? You remember that show, Courtney?
Yeah.
We just did a whole show on relationship recycling. This is a perfect example of relationship recycling. You know, it's like, okay, one guy doesn't work out, so you go back to the other guy. Instead of just taking the time to chill, to heal, to focus on yourself and be found by what you actually want, you just recycle. And the cycle continues and continues and continues. You know? And so she goes back to David. Oh, wait, no, to Andre, excuse me. You know, allows this guy, well, actually, she didn't go back to him. She runs into him in the gym. You know, he follows her back into the locker room. You know, and this is just hoish behavior right here. This is someone who she knows is married. She just let David smash. You know what I mean? Like, just let him smash. And now she's having sex with Andre again. That, in and of itself, is hoish behavior. But aside from the fact that this guy comes into the freaking women's locker room where other women are, pulls her into the closet or wherever the heck they are, and they have sex in the freaking gym. That, you know, I mean, now, for the life of me, I can't remember where else I just saw that. Where else do we see some other type of hoish behavior, adulterous behavior, with a married man in a similar fashion? Oh, I know. Do you know?
Scandal, electrical closet.
Oh, exactly. Scandal. Olivia Pope having sex with a married man in a public place. Hoish behavior. He walked up to her, all aggressive, gripped her up, pulled her into the electrical closet, bent her over, and smashed. Omari Hardwick walks up on her, all aggressive, grips her up, bends her over in the gym. And I said this on, actually I didn't say this on Facebook, but I'm going to say this on Facebook. Didn't get a chance to post it yet. I said, so Olivia Pope has sex with a married man in a public electrical room. Mary Jane has sex with a married man in a public gym bathroom. I said, FYI, ladies, this is 100% hoish behavior and definitely shouldn't be glorified in any capacity. Black women come from a lineage of queens who epitomize class, respect, and dignity. Our community deserves better representation of black women on television. I'm actually going to go ahead and post that now and piss some people off who most likely aren't even listening to tonight's show. You see how that goes? The people who need this advice need to, you know what I'm saying, aren't getting it, and the people who probably don't need it are getting it. Shout out to you guys for getting it. You know, because if you're listening, you're probably not part of the problem. You're probably in the 10% of women who actually are on pace to be found just because you're getting this information. You know what I mean? Imagine all your friends who probably don't even know, who probably think it's okay to masturbate before going on dates, think it's okay to cuss somebody out just because they go out on a date with somebody else, hose a man down when they find out that he's married instead of just saying, hey, look, do not call me anymore. These are all things that should not be happening. All right, so what else, though? She's pissed off. She lets him smash. Now, let me just ask you, Courtney. Now, see, here's the thing. She's working out. She's got her tights on. You know, she goes into the shower, into the gym to get changed. He's already, you know, working out. He goes in, you know, I mean, he's about to take a shower, I'm assuming. So he walks up into the locker room. Now, I mean, I don't know, Courtney, but do you go, I mean, as a man, I don't think I've ever taken condoms to the gym with me. You know what I'm saying? Do you think he went back in, you know, into the locker room, grabbed the condom, and then, you know, stalks her into the bathroom?
No, I doubt it.
I'm just, if you guys think he did, you can let me know, but I don't think that's what happened. I'm pretty sure he just went up, you know, walked up on her, and you know what I'm saying? She let him hit it raw, which is indicative of what's going on in the black community, which is resulting in millions of abortions, unwanted pregnancies, STDs, and specifically HIV. You know what I'm saying? It's these exact situations. You know, letting, and it's not about being married or not married. It's just about letting, you know, men who have no intention of ever committing, you know, and who are clearly having sex with other women, having sex with them unprotected. It just doesn't make sense. So, you know what I'm saying? Like, you got to protect yourself. You got to respect yourself. Like, why? I mean, Courtney, let me just ask you as a woman, 'cause I don't know if I've ever asked you. I mean, what is it with letting these niggas hit it raw? Like, if anything, why not just make them put on a condom? Why let them run up in it raw?
Because it feels better. And it's, I don't know, and also because, and this is speaking from my personal experience, I let them do it because I just wanted to believe that I was the only person that they were sleeping with. So I was just very delusional. So I'm like, oh, I'm the only one he's sleeping with, so, you know, this won't be an issue because he makes me feel special. So, you know, I'll reward him by not asking him to put a condom on.
Yeah, it's crazy because I get it on that, you know, end of things. I mean, it's all crazy regardless. I mean, there's no logic behind it. I mean, no matter what the rationalization, although I do understand it, that's a very applicable explanation you just gave. But also on the man's part, I mean, these guys are just stupid. You know what I mean? Like, Gabrielle Union is clearly a hoe. I mean, that's just stupid for him to have sex with her raw when she just got finished letting David hit. You know, I mean, these guys got to be smart out here. These hoes ain't loyal, man. You know what I'm just saying? They be out here having sex. You know, you got to be an idiot to run up in one of these women raw nowadays. Well, I mean, I tell you, a lot of women are worried about these men. These men need to be worried about these women. These women out here be getting it in. They be, what they say, they be turned up. They be turned up, all right. Turned up in the ER, turned up in the clinic. You know what I'm saying? For real. A free clinic. They don't even go. They got, you know what I'm saying, all types of insurance and, you know, health plans. Gabrielle got to probably make six figures ending up in a free clinic because she don't want nobody to know her name. That's how they do it, man. Like, what you doing there? You got insurance. What you? Come on. Y'all know what it is. That's what Mike Vick did. Y'all know about the Mike Vick situation. You know, he cheated on his wife and got some form of chlamydia. I don't know. No, I think it was like, actually, I don't know what it was, but it was something. And he checked himself into the free clinic under a fake name, which was Ron Mexico. You know what I'm saying? Ron Mexico. You never heard about that?
No.
No, but this is the funny thing about it. Oh, this was huge. This was a huge story. This is a true story. He checked himself into the clinic under the alias of Ron Mexico, but somebody leaked the information. One of the workers leaked the information, and it spread, and they actually started producing jerseys with Mexico on the back of it. You know what I'm saying? Mike Victor with Ron Mexico on the back. Now, this actually happened. So, yeah, man, it's crazy. Actually, no, I'm sorry. The NFL didn't do it, but I think that was like the – like, you know, you can customize your jerseys. That's what people were doing. They were getting the Mike Vick jerseys customized with the name Mexico on the back of them. So, yeah, I mean, but y'all already know that. I mean, keep it real. Don't act like some of y'all haven't gotten STDs before and you didn't want to put on your insurance, so you went and paid, you know, 50, 60 bucks just to get some pills. You know what I mean? Take them for 7 days, 6 days, whatever. Y'all know what it is. What is it, Courtney?
It's like a week. Take them for a week, and it makes you sick.
Oh, it does?
Yeah.
You didn't eat before you took them?
It doesn't matter. If it's antibiotics, that's one of the side effects. So I would get sick regardless. But anyways, yeah, that's something I can relate to. It's not fun.
Don't even worry about it, ladies. Don't even. It's not worth it. Stop letting these dudes hit it raw. That needs to be a song. Like, you know what I mean? Let's make one of these catchphrases. You know what I mean? I challenge y'all. Let's do a no sex raw. You know what I mean? Challenge. You know, I'm talking about an ice bucket challenge. Pour them over your head. You need to pour it. Never. Let me chill, man. Let me stop. For real.
You wildin'.
Yo, it be hot down there, boy, I tell you. You know what I'm saying? It's some women out there that's burning, for real, man. Need the ice bucket challenge. I ain't talking about no ALS. You know what I mean? I'm talking about the STD. Do the STD challenge.
Really?
Oh, goodness gracious. Yo, man, I told y'all, just keeping it real Fridays. I feel good, man. I'm in a good mood. You know what I mean? Salon will be open on Monday. Fellas, come through, man. We'll talk about it. The ladies don't come until the end of the month. You know what I mean? The ladies won't be there until, like, the 15th. That's when the stylists come. You know what I mean? But the barbershop is open. 6900 Ogontz Avenue. Just the fellas, man. Let's have some time and fellowship. Get a 50% off haircut, man. We'll talk about these. What they call them, Courtney? The thoughts?
Yes, the thoughts.
What a stupid term. I hate that.
That hole over there. No.
Just stupid. Just a stupid term. Whoever came up with that needs to just do something with themselves. But now here's the thing. Now here's the thing that she – it was interesting. Before she let him smash in the electrical closet, oops, my bad, that was Olivia Pope in the gym, in the sauna. Before she let him, she said, give me your phone. Now this is just psycho right here. This is just stupid stuff. Just real stupid. Talking about something, give me your phone. He's like, what? I'm not giving you my phone. What's your password? He's like, what's my password? What are you talking about? Man, giving you my password. Now, what's your password? I sent you pictures of me. You know what I'm saying? I sent you pictures of me. And he was like, no, I deleted them. Now you know that's a lie. He might have deleted them out the phone, but not before he emailed them to himself. Everybody knows that's the oldest trick in the book. But anyway, ladies, I got it. You see what I said in the beginning? Whether it's Jill Scott, whether it's, you know, whoever, Jill Scott looking like a dude, you know, making freaking. You didn't even see the Jill Scott pictures.
Yes, I did. As you were talking, I went online. Yes.
What the heck? What, you Googled them? Doesn't she look stupid? Yeah, that's real psycho. You wanted to see Jill Scott's? They be wilding out. I'm in a couple of these groups. I'm not gonna say which one. But they're going crazy, man, talking about Jill Scott's, her anatomy. But that's inappropriate, never mind. But, yeah, that's not a good look on Jill Scott. I don't know who she sent that to, or, you know what I'm saying, or what the purpose was. But if she would have sent that to me, I would have said, no, you keep those. I would have hit return to sender. I don't like those things. You know what I'm saying? You can keep that one, Jill. I'm good. Put them things away, for real. I'm good. I'm straight. You know what I mean? What the heck was she thinking? Yo, those things look like they on steroids or something, man, for real. Yo, Jill's tripping. Like, ladies, why would she make a muscle? Why was she making the muscle picture? Like, what the heck? I guess she thought that was sexy. That's not sexy at all. I mean, ladies, none of those pictures are sexy. Like, you can't take a quote-unquote sexy picture, a selfie, and expect it to be sexy. Because he's only viewing it to lust after you so that he can smash. So that's not sexy. You see what I'm saying? You can't be sexy without being classy. And Jill Scott is probably sitting at home wondering why she's single. But you got pictures of you looking like freaking Incredible Hulk, and you know what I mean? Trying to turn men on. It's like, Jill, that's not cute. You know? Now, here's the thing. A lot of y'all are doing those types of things specifically because they're being asked of you. Like, I'm sure in the Being Mary Jane, she, you know, Andre asked her, like, yo, you know, I need you to send me a little something. And she was like, oh, okay, I'll send you some nice sexy pictures to put a smile on your face, and then I'll go in it before you have sex with your wife. You see, I mean, like, don't do that. Don't get them all worked up just so we can go have sex with somebody else. That's not a good look. That's not smart. So, but yeah, man. I'm going to talk to Jill, man. She's from Philly. I'm going to see if I can get in touch with her, have her on the show, be like, yo, Jill, what you doing out here, man? That's not a good look. Now, but here's the thing. Now, if y'all noticed, I don't know if you saw the interview, this is the biggest crock I've ever heard in my life. Just foolishness. Now, we're known for keeping it real here in Philly, but Jill ain't keeping it real. She going to talk about some, the one on the left is her, but then the one on the right is not her. Come on, Jill. She said, in fact, she said she wanted to document her weight loss journey. That's what the first one was. Yo, that's what she said.
What a big liar. Oh, gosh.
Jill, stop freaking lying. You know what I mean? Just stop it. You're a freak just like everybody else out here. You were sending those pictures. You know, and you guys have heard me do this. The first one, the dude was like, yo, send me a little something that's going to put a smile on my face. What? Okay, so she sends the first one. Y'all saw the pics. You know what I'm talking about. It's two pics. She sent the first one. The first one, he's like, oh, okay. All right, cool. That's nice, Jill. But I'm going to need something a little more sexy. I need a bigger smile put on my face. She's like, okay. Then, bam, she whips them things out. You know what I mean? That's how that went. It's the same phone. It's the same, that same red phone. It's the same outfit. It's the same hairstyle. Go ahead, pull it up now if y'all haven't seen it already. Google Jill Scott, you know what I'm saying, her, you know, hoish pics. Let's see what comes up. Like, but you see, my point is, she did that. You see what I'm saying? She did that, but then she's forced to lie about it out of shame and guilt. You see how that works? Don't, if you have to lie about it, if you can't be honest about it, then guess what that tells you? You shouldn't even be doing it. That's basically how that goes. So, same thing here we see in Being Mary Jane. She sent the naked pictures to Andre, and he's like, nah, I deleted them. And she's like, oh, okay. Yeah, I guess there were no, she's like, you have a beautiful family. Like, and you see how that turned her on? She was turned on by the fact that he had another family, another woman, you know, and right after that, that's when it went down. That's ridiculous. What kind of, I mean, think about that. You get turned on and have sex, you know what I'm saying, right after he shows you pictures of his family. You got to be a real, now, I'm not into that word homewrecker, but if there was ever such a term, she would be it. You know what I mean? Like, that's horrible. That's despicable. You know what I mean? You just got finished seeing the pictures of his family, and you're going to go and have sex with him in the sauna, you know, in the steam room. But anyway, so there's that. Now then, you know, and this is something that I just happened to notice. Did you notice the scene, Courtney, where she got together with her friends for, like, the party or whatever, and they were all dancing with the male strippers and all that?
Mm-hmm.
You know, ladies, I mean, that's really, I'm not saying you can't have a little fun, but again, you got to be careful with that type of stuff because, I mean, that's hoish behavior also. Like, when you allow a stripper, like, I've seen pictures of, like, bachelorette parties and all types of stuff where strippers are, like, male strippers are eating these women out and you know, picking them up over their heads. I mean, that's, mm-hmm. Nobody wants their wife doing that crap. You know what I mean? So you just got to chill. And if you see, these are all things that she's saying, like, wow, I did everything right. I'm this great woman. Why can't I find love? And we're doing this whole show, and now you guys see why she can't find love and why many of you have had issues finding love. Because these issues are real. Everything we're talking about tonight is nothing out of the ordinary. Nothing is far-fetched. These are all things that you see from the vast majority of, you know, your friends out here, you know, and people you may know. All right, so now let's look at this. So right after that, he proposes to her. You know, he gives her some good penis, and then he pulls out the ring. She says, I'll think about it, you know, which is just, I mean, this is the type of craziness. How do you get proposed to by a married man? I mean, does that make any sense whatsoever, Courtney?
Kind of, only in a sense that it was a shut-up ring. Like, I see why he did it. I mean, it's still silly.
Now, here's the thing that I find interesting. We often get, and again, please don't take this the wrong way, you know, because you guys know we don't ever do any type of rationalizations or justifications for men cheating. You know, you cheat, you know, you're wrong, period. There's no justification for it. But as we've talked about over the years, there are all types of reasons, right? We always talk about the three ways that men need to be stimulated. Those three things are, if you guys are unfamiliar, and if you do private counseling with them, we go through these in detail when, you know, we're doing the process of preparing you for love. But men need to be stimulated mentally, emotionally, as well as physically, which doesn't necessarily have to mean sexually. Now, if you take away any of those three areas, again, I'm not saying that it's right, but the likelihood of that man seeking those that form of stimulation elsewhere is going to be significantly increased. Again, mentally, emotionally, and physically, not necessarily meaning sexually. Although if you're in a marriage, then it absolutely is going to mean sexually as well as physically, but certainly sex is a major part of a marriage and an important part, as well as it should be. But if you look at the argument between Andre and his wife, you know, he was complaining about sex. Did you notice that?
Yeah, I did.
You know, I mean, that was a very real argument. They were arguing about how he never gets it. They were arguing about the lack of frequency. They were arguing about the lack of intensity and passion and the fact that she never initiates it. They were arguing about all of that stuff. You know what I mean? And so he was very frustrated. And so what did he do? What do a lot of those guys do? Well, they unfortunately turn to hoes like Gabrielle Union and Mary Jane, because she's a freak. She's a hoe. You know what I mean? She's a sex fiend. You know? I mean, it's unfortunate, but that's often what ends up happening. You know? So I'm just saying what I'm saying. I'm not saying he's right for doing that. I'm not saying that that's what men should do, but I'm just saying, you know, you, as a woman, if you're not satisfying your man in those three areas, you shouldn't be surprised if something like that happens. Hope, now again, no justification, no rationalization, but you shouldn't be surprised either. I'm just saying it like, I'm just keeping it real Fridays. A lot of women don't like it when I go there, but because they want everything to be how it should be. But guess what? Unfortunately, we don't live in a perfect world. We don't live in a perfect society, and relationships, nor men, are perfect. We live in a very flawed society. Now, except for Beyonce. She's flawless. She woke up like this. But for most of us, we have flaws. You know? Flaws and all. I still can't believe that, man. Flaws and all. And then she got the audacity talking about some flawless. That's crazy to me. But anyway, so Andre is arguing with his wife about sex or lack thereof. Here's this. I'm just looking at my notes. I got notes for days on this show. So here's the thing. And this is what I respect. You know, first of all, I forgot to talk about it. She tried to do him dirty. She threatened him. A lot of women do that. She really wanted him. She wants him, and she was pissed. She had all types of emotions. But where she went wrong is she tried to threaten him. She tried to take away his kids. She tried to have him sign some stupid prenup. She realized that that didn't work, because she really, at the end of the day, wanted to be with him. She loves him. But then she went to what she felt like might work. She tried to actually give him, you know, what it is that he was complaining about, which was the sex, you know. So what did she do? She tried to you know, go down on him, you know, give him some oral sex, because he was complaining, like, yo, why can't I ever just wake up to, you know, some oral sex or whatever. So now that she sees that there's someone else willing to do the things that she's not willing to do, now all of a sudden she wants to do it, which is, you know, self-reflection is always good. Sometimes you gotta do what you gotta do. Now, I'm not saying that she should even stay in that relationship, but, you know, generally speaking, you have to always be self-reflecting on how you can be a better woman, how you can be a better wife, you know, and do the things necessary to please your man. So in that sense, I do respect that she at least tried to give him what it was that she was looking for. Now, but here's the unfortunate part, and how it always works out in these types of situations, is that Gabrielle Union, and as do the way many women out here who are the jump-offs or the friends with benefits or whatever, they think that the man is actually going to leave his wife as promised, which obviously never happens. And so what happened, you know, Gabrielle Union went out with her girlfriend. She was getting drunk, having fun, letting other dudes grind up on her, and then texting Amari, Amari Hardwick, Andre, you know, talking about some, are we still getting together later, right? That's how it works. Women out here getting all hot and bothered, getting a couple drinks in them, letting other dudes grind all up on them, turned on, you know what I mean, turning up in the club, wanting to end the night with a little bit of good sex. But unfortunately, he says, I can't because I'm stuck in the house. Well, he was stuck in the house all right. You know what I'm saying? He got a little sex from his wife. Did you notice that?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
See? So he ended up getting it in with his wife. That's crazy. I mean, who does that? Who just has sex with somebody where they open about having sex with someone else? This dude is having sex with both of these women. And they both know it. That's the craziest thing. But it's one of the realest things, too. So, y'all ever had sex with somebody, ladies, who you know for a fact is having sex with somebody else? If you can relate, we need to talk. We got to, you know what I'm saying, there's something that can be done to elevate that level of self-esteem so you don't settle for that type of behavior. So he stands Olivia, Mary Jane, stands her up, because he was supposed to chill with her. Actually, I'm thinking about two different situations, but y'all know what I'm talking about. It was actually two different times. One time he blatantly stood her up, and that's when she deleted his number out the phone. But then the other time she was like, are you coming over? And he actually texted her and was like, no, I can't. So that was two different times that he chose his actual wife over her. So obviously that pisses her off. So what does she do? The same the way she did when David pissed her off. Back to the relationship recycling. Let's just keep it going. Instead of taking the time to turn to Jesus Christ, instead of taking the time to be by herself and heal, she hops back up on that laptop. Now we're not even going to have time to really talk about her hoish friends. You know what I'm saying? But remember, birds of a feather flock together. Her Puerto Rican hoe friend, the producer, is letting the intern smash, and she's glorifying that while she's also talking to someone else. That's hoish behavior. She's like, oh, girl, I got laid last night. Who talks like that? That's hoish behavior. If you're a woman bragging about getting laid, that's hoish behavior. The other woman is actually a hoe. She's having sex with a married man, and then Gabrielle Union is trying to look down at the other chick because she's having sex with a married man when she's doing the same exact thing. I'm just like, come on. You know what I mean? Let's start being real. So there's that. But the producer chick is a wild. She's wild. All right? All the while, Gabrielle Union is holding on to her secret, looking down at the behaviors of these other women when she's out there doing the exact same thing. So she gets mad at Andre. She turns to online dating. She goes and, you know, looks online. Now, one of the things I found something interesting, that many women, they have a pessimistic attitude towards online dating. I mean, this is the funny thing. They will date married men. They will date thugs, drug dealers, hustlers, pimps, baby daddies. But then when it comes to dating someone online where you can actually filter through to pick out exactly what you want, they're, oh, no, he's probably crazy. What? Well, what the heck was the, you know what I mean, the other dude you dealt with? Like, you'll deal with these guys in real life, but when it comes to online dating, it's a problem? What the heck is wrong with online dating when these women out here dating, you know, men they meet off the freaking street?
Yeah, I mean, what that's about, and I used to have that fear, too. I used to just think like, oh, you know, if I see them in person face to face, I'll be able to determine his character better than, you know, who he is online. And then I would just, you know, think about the fear, like, oh, you know, about people that meet online and, you know, people turn crazy and psycho and feel like, oh, well, that's going to happen to me, so I can't do the online dating. I'm old school.
Listen, ladies, I'm going to tell y'all straight up. Nothing is wrong with online dating. I met my wife online, and we're married. We celebrate 5 years marriage next year. So that's, you can get all that online dating fear out of your life. I mean, it's not about online or offline or anything like that. It's about emotional availability. If you're emotionally unavailable, I don't care if you date online, MySpace, Facebook, you know, Craigslist, I don't care what you do. You know, eHarmony, Christian Mingle, they're all going to be the liars, the dogs, the cheaters, and the players if you're emotionally unavailable. You guys have been talking about online. There's a big news story. Evidently, Sherry Shepherd is dating Johnny Gill. I mean, you got to be kidding me. You know what I mean? You got to be kidding me. I posted the link from 2011 when we did the three-hour show. No, I'm sorry. That's when our shows were only 2 hours. But because you guys, we had to increase them to 3 hours. But we did this show in 2011 on Sherry Shepherd. You know what I'm saying? Specifically on Sherry Shepherd. The whole show was on Sherry Shepherd. And her views, her ideologies, her attitude, her multiple abortions, and the overall emotional unavailability that she brings to the table. And we predicted it. Everything that you're seeing now with the divorce, the drama, these dating and new guys, I predicted all this in 2011. This is 2014. You guys see how that works? And what do I always say? When you're emotionally unavailable, you're going to attract the liars, the dogs, the cheaters, and the players. Well, last I heard, Johnny Gill was gay. Now, I don't know if that's true or not. I mean, I don't know. But did you hear that?
Yeah, that's like that rumor's been going on forever. Like, wasn't he the one that was supposed to be messing with Eddie Murphy? Like, I mean,
right. That's what I'm saying. So if he's, you know what I'm saying? I mean, I don't know if that's true or not, but I'm just saying. You see what happens when, you know, when you are that emotionally unavailable, you're going to attract the worst possible men. You know, Kim Kardashian, perfect example, attracted Kanye West. I mean, come on. This guy calls himself Yeezus. Look at Beyonce, extremely emotionally unavailable, attracts Jay-Z. This guy worships Satan. You feel what I'm saying? So these are the types of men. And you guys already know that. Look at the guys you've dated, whether you're married or, you know, they're married or whatever, just bastards. You got to look at what you have going on emotionally. You guys know. So that explains why you're attracting. And a lot of times it's the type of man you're going to attract is going to be determined by your level of emotional unavailability. Like some women I know, you know, are virgins, for example, but they're still emotionally unavailable, but they may, you know, just attract a not so good man. But then other women I know who are still dealing with, you know, issues like rape and molestation and, you know, abortions and, you know, things like that, then, you know, that level of emotional unavailability is a little bit more serious. So they're the guys that they end up attracting on a whole nother level of crazy sometimes. I'm just being real. That's how it works, just so you know. So you got, you know, any form of emotional unavailability, excuse me, will cause you to attract the not-so-good men of the world. So where were we at? So now this is crazy right here. After he gets pissed off, she gets pissed off with Andre, she calls the phone company. And I don't know what the heck she was doing. I tuned her out because it was just so stupid. But she, like, gets her number changed and tries to block his number from calling, like, all that stupid stuff without ever telling him, hey, look, don't call me anymore. That's the second time. Ladies, why would y'all change y'all numbers like these dudes are crazy, like these dudes are stalkers, when all you got to do is just tell them, hey, don't call me anymore, and actually stand by that? Because the reality is, it's not that you don't trust him. It's not that you think he's going to be blowing you up. It's that you don't trust yourself. You would rather make it impossible for him to contact you rather than you just say, you know, hey, look, I don't want you in my life anymore, and actually mean it. So you say, I'm just going to make it easy on myself by totally deleting his number. That way I wouldn't even be able to call him even if I wanted to. That's emotional unavailability. It's not about making it impossible. It's about making, that's like drugs. You know what I'm saying? When you really quit drugs or you stop being an alcoholic, you can be around alcohol. You can be around drugs and not have that desire to do the drugs. You know what I'm saying? But when you have to make it so that you never, ever, ever see anyone drinking a beer or whatever, it's because you still struggle with it. You're still addicted to it. You got to heal from these addictions, not try to avoid them, because you can only avoid something for so long. You know what I'm saying? A lot of y'all end up changing your numbers, but then you end up running into the dude, and then he ends up getting a new number. Then you got to change it again. Excuse me. Something's in my throat. But you see how that goes? You know what I mean? You end up changing your number 3, 4, 5 times. So you don't want to do that. But you know what I'm saying? Just do it the right way. Just tell them, hey, look, don't call me anymore. And actually mean it. You got to be consistent with it. Now, a couple other things. Now, we're running out of time, man. 3 hours goes by quick. I could do this show about for five hours tonight, for real. But what else is going on? So Andre is back in her life. You know what I'm saying? He's back somehow. And the dude, she's down there freaking giving him head, as we said in the beginning of the show, with the freaking blinds open. The brother walks right up and sees her get. Who does that? Who does that? I mean, did she think nobody was coming by? I mean, what the heck is that?
Yeah, that was real ho-ish. Like, that's crazy. I don't know anyone that would do that.
I know people who would do it, but it is crazy and it is ho-ish. You know what I mean? Because you know some hoes, I'm sure.
Yeah,
I do too. You know what I mean? So, but that was crazy. That was probably like the craziest thing. I mean, she's just like going down. I'm like, yo, what the heck? And her brother was like, yo, that's a freaking Mary. He's like, oh, you dating married men now? And if you look, she was ashamed. Ladies, that's the barometer right there. You know, if you can't be proud of whatever it is you're doing and who you're doing it with, then that means you shouldn't be doing it. That would be a good Facebook post right there. You know what I mean? But seriously, if you have to front about it, you got to lie about it, then you shouldn't be doing it. Now, so she ends up, while dealing with this dude, you know, and going through all that drama, she's dating, doing the online dating. I remember at one point in this show, and I know I'm skipping around, but there was one point where she's actually texting Andre and chatting with the dude online. You guys realize that's the epitome of emotional unavailability. You know what I'm saying? Like, meaning if you are dealing with on any level, please understand this, ladies. You can't talk to multiple men at the same time and expect God to bless you with love. I was reading an article in Ebony Magazine a few years ago, and it was encouraging black women to date multiple men. And I think that was Steve Harvey's. He was in that edition giving advice. When I'm just like, that's the worst possible advice. That's emotional unavailability. Nobody is going to take a woman seriously who's dating multiple men. You're saying, so what are you saying, Dayton? I got to just be chilling at home and say I'm not talking about it. Yes, you got to be chilling at home. Yes, that's exactly it. Just chill. Go out with your girlfriends. Go to church. Go to Bible study. Go get involved in the singles ministry. Trust me, God will send you a man that way. But when you're looking, you know what I'm saying? You ain't going to find nothing but the wrong one. You know? And so there was that. Now, the heck was it else? I think that was it. But those were the main points. But it was something else I was going to go over with y'all. What's your thoughts on any of that? Anything we forgot? Anything that stood out with you that needed to be discussed?
Not that I can think of. Cause I remember that she went out on a date with Wayne Brady. And she was like texting at the table.
Oh. I didn't see all that. You know what I mean? We might have to do part two. Yeah, we might have to get into part two because that's where I stopped. You know, I was doing like a little, a little marathon. But it's a good show. You know what I'm saying? It's not the show, as I said earlier, the show is not the problem. The problem is people who like the show because they can relate to the show. Now, if you like, not, I mean, hey, I like the show because I can relate to a lot of the stuff, whether it's dealing with those types of women or it's, you know what I'm saying, looking at the men and how, you know what I'm saying, seeing myself from 15 years ago. But whatever the reason, if you can relate, that's probably an issue. That probably means that, hey, we need to have a conversation. Call up Oshel. Call up Courtney. Call up me. And we can look at what are some things that need to be done so that you cannot see these behaviors in yourself when you look in the mirror. All right, guys. See, I mean, I apologize for the calls, man, because I there's even more stuff that I wanted to get to, but I didn't get to, so... We'll do a part two on this. We'll keep it going as I, because I know the new season starts, and then I think what next week or a couple weeks or so, and I'm only on like episode four of the first actual season, so I already know there's going to be more stuff to, you know what I mean, to talk about. Any last thoughts or words of wisdom, Courtney?
All I want to say is just, you know, be mindful of what it is that you look at, but specifically for the reason of what not to do. So I can say for myself, I've learned from it, and I know that others can too, and just keep listening to the show.
Keep listening to the show, ladies. Hopefully y'all learned some stuff tonight. If you did, apply it to your lives. And I'm freaking dying over here. Got something like a freaking frog in my throat. But, you know, that's how much I love you guys and care about your progress. You know what I mean? And my wife didn't bring me anything to drink. She hears me down here dying, but it's all good. Make her sleep on the couch tonight instead of me for a change. You know what I'm saying? No, I'm messing with y'all.
You're right.
Yeah, I know. I'm tripping. You know that ain't going to happen. But, look, thank you guys for listening. I'm going to go get some water. And I'll see y'all next time. Come on out Monday, fellas. The barbershop is open, 6900 Ogons. Ladies, come on out end of the month. And that's what it is. I'll see y'all next time. Peace.
Friday night, you and your boys went out to eat. They hung out. But you came home around 3, you did. If 6 of y'all went out, then 4 of you were really cheap, yeah. 'Cause only 2 of you had dinner. I found your credit card receipt. It's not right.